folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
Oh, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
All right. Well, welcome to PFW in progress. The gang's all here, and we're getting ready for this huge game on Sunday. It's going to be amazing. I can feel the electricity in the air. You go downstairs in the service area and CBS. There's wires everywhere.
And lights. I was blinded by the lights. It was ridiculous out there.
It's actually warm down here today because of all the activity going down at the service level. But, I mean, they are wiring this place up for the game Sunday. It is going to be amazing. I'm. Are you guys excited?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a privilege to be in this game, Fred. I agree with Bill Belichick. I am excited because it's at home. That makes it all the much more enjoyable.
Absolutely.
03 was the best one because that was the one that was here.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. Paul, Andy, Fred, Tom, Gary in the booth. We got the big dog in the booth today. You know, no little Dan. So
the head honcho.
The head honcho. And
numero uno.
Lunch is on the way from Chris Simonelli.
Yes,
that's
Chris.
True.
Hooking us up.
Although I have an email from Ethan that says lunch is on the way, but I guess we're going to try to fit him in next week.
Yes, we'll do our best.
Just make sure you get Tom now panini, an Italian panini. That's back on bread.
A panini for the punani.
So we're busy here. What are you guys working on today?
The paper. You might have heard of it. Patriots Football Weekly.
Specifically.
There will be
editing.
Jerk.
Well, today, just the paper, but there will be some press conferences coming up later on today with Bill Belichick and I think, is it four of the captains, Stacy said?
Yeah.
Brady, Vrabel,
Bruce
Kevin Falk, and Bruschi, maybe, the fourth one.
And that'll obviously be live on Patriots.com.
Yep.
Right.
They'll be very excited day there. They should be dressed up, right? They should be in suits. This is when they try to pretend it's a little more than it is.
And right.
They used to do it at the hotel, so it really was different. But now they do it at the facilities. You know what I think? Have you guys noticed that it's funny that, you know, the weather here and all the crap? San Diego did all their media availability this week outside the stadium. So it's like you see mountains in the background during interviews. And must be nice to live in San Diego, huh?
Well, they're going to they're going to get a
Now, we really got screwed last year with that because it is. San Diego is like 75 degrees every single day. We went there last year for the divisional playoff, and it was 30.
And what did that lead to? Fred had to buy a gorilla sweatshirt at the zoo.
That's true because it was so cold. He had to buy a shirt that was three sizes too small.
I didn't dress right.
Like the Grinch's heart.
He had on some kind of weird hat.
What did I have on?
You had on some hat and you just look funny in a hat.
Hey, you just look like a tourist.
you look funny in a baseball hat. Period.
You just screamed tourist.
He had a hat. He rented a PT Cruiser and he bought a gorilla sweatshirt.
Even Fred laughs at that one.
That was good. I forgot about the PT Cruiser.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would buy one of those. Jesus, I don't think they're making them anymore.
Really? They stopped making PT Cruisers?
Yeah, they suck.
I didn't like them.
Especially when I was jammed in the back when you were lost.
Piece of junk.
Yep.
So what do you think about Billy Volek there, Fred?
I think he's a capable quarterback, and I think the Patriots, you know, need to be ready for him.
Thanks, Bill.
I didn't even know Butch Stern said. I saw on a gambling board last night around 7 o'clock that it said line down in Vegas, Rivers expected not to play.
Right.
So then I guess Paul said today that Butch Stern's had it on the big show as well.
Well, he had it that he had an ACL.
Torn ACL and he won't play.
Yeah. Did he say he won't play?
That's what Butch Stern said.
That's the word.
Now, it doesn't mean
on.
That he's right.
Yeah.
That's what he said before, right?
Yeah,
everybody has.
Yeah, sure.
But I think either way, he's not playing. He's not playing four quarters.
Yeah. I lost count of you. But no one gets them all right. But, you know, I think Tom's information from the gambling websites, I think, kind of backs up that claim. Because, let's face it, those gambling websites are generally in the know. However they do it, they find out. And it would make sense. We talked about a little bit on the roster podcast, Fred. It makes sense for Norv Turner to try to, you know, keep it unclear as
sure.
he can. Now, today he's going to have to make a designation. And my guess is that he's going to be listed as questionable. But that, you know, much like the Atlanta situation a couple of years ago, where they kind of let you believe that Michael Vick was going to play all week, and then they knew full well that it was going to be Matt Schaub. I think right now San Diego knows it's going to be Billy Volek.
What about Tomlinson? Any word on him? I heard
he's been practicing. He actually participated.
The others,
yesterday.
I think, are all going to play.
Yeah.
Now, if Gates is limited or Tomlinson's limited, whatever, but they're going to play.
It's big trouble either way because you can't come in here with your best players all hurt saying, well, we're hoping they get through the game. You can't do that and beat the Patriots. You need the best performances from your best players, and they're not going to get that, I don't think.
I actually was kind of starting to lean toward taking the points. I don't think San Diego has a chance to win the game, but it's a high number. It's a really high number, 13.5. And, you know, who knows? If Tom ends up, if this thing with the gambling websites is right, and they get it reset, it could be closer to like 17, you know, by the time they're done.
We have to do our picks today, right, for the two games?
Yeah, and in the history of the AFC Championship game, there's been 5 double-digit favorites. None have ever covered,
right.
And two have lost outright.
That's absolutely
correct. You were at one of them.
Hmm. Very interesting. Okay.
But it's not so much the number, it's the beat up Chargers. Like, if the Chargers were healthy and they were getting 13.5 points, I'd be more than happy to take them with all their offensive weapons and the way they're playing. It's just that I got a feeling in the third quarter we're going to be saying, do you ever think we'd be at the AFC Championship game seeing Billy Volek hand off to Darren Sproles?
Right.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Phone number is 508-543-7482. No player access today.
No.
It'll be a quiet. It'd be pretty quiet other than those press conferences. I think, you know, it's typical of that Friday before a game and, you know, kind of lockdown mentality.
I'm still nervous, though.
Why?
Because you think about, like, how good it could be if they win and, you know, then you start even thinking beyond that. What if they do it all and it... And then, but being a typical New Englander, you always look for that other shoe to drop. You're always like, yeah, but you know.
The first shoe hasn't dropped yet.
Well, that's what I'm.
They're 17-0.
They haven't lost yet.
I know, but I'm still nervous. I think they're going to win. I'm even going to pick them with the points. But I'll tell you right now. But I
think Lorenzo Neal put it best when he was saying what he said to Igor Olshansky. You know they're 17-0, and you were on the team when they beat us earlier in the year, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. They are heavy favorites. They blew them out earlier. They have a little rallying cry if they want to use this Moss thing again.
But there's no way I thought they were going to beat the Colts. No way.
Who?
The Chargers. I thought that the Chargers would have an easier – I mean, I thought the Colts would have an easier time against the Chargers than the Patriots would against the Jaguars. That's how confident I was in the Colts.
I was in the same boat, but you know what I think it is? The Chargers just match up well with the Colts. There are certain teams, and I think it's their big, powerful offensive line that gets that push against the Colts' smaller defensive front. And the Chargers kind of went back to that power running game after the slow start there. And I think that they were really blowing the Colts off the ball. And the Colts never even touched Rivers. They barely got to him. And I think it was that offensive line that gave them trouble.
Well, I mean, the Patriots had a little bit of trouble against Jacksonville's offensive line. I think they got beat up a little bit last week, especially in that first half. And
but if you're going to talk about beat up, the Chargers have been playing on the road, flying back and forth across
the
country.
Michael Turner,
they got the flu too.
Two very physical games with Tennessee and Indianapolis.
It's hard to find like
a Tennessee
factor.
Game. That was a very physical game.
Yeah. I can't find a factor where I'd really.
No, you're right.
I mean,
any way you cut it,
just so many
Patriots come out on top.
Every one of them. Yeah. Every factor favors the Patriots. I mean, the least of which is the talent edge, but all the external.
But I mean, even if you wanted to find like a matchup, say, well, Tomlinson, we're really take advantage. Well, Tomlinson's coming off an injury, so I don't even know what I get from him. There, it's like, what do you?
Gates would be a terrible matchup for the Patriots.
Right, but
now
he
he's hurt.
Barely walk. His career ended.
So,
the coaching, the travel, everything.
Plus, you got Junior Seau and Rodney Harrison. They're going to be so up for this game. You almost worry that they'd be too up for this game. But you know, they want to win it so bad. You know, and I was just thinking of all the people that I hope the Patriots win for. I hope Seau gets his ring. I really do. You know, he's,
okay.
You know, before he became a Patriot,
didn't like him.
Oh, no, it's not that I didn't like him, but I thought he might have been a little overrated. You know, because
that's funny. I still think that.
I stand right by that. That's what I thought of him when he came.
To be
here.
Fair, nothing he does now in New England should affect his or underrated.
Absolutely.
But
not.
I always thought
he
might be a little bit more sizzle than steak. You know, but I think he was a pretty dominant player. You know, and
that's funny how now that he's in New England, Fred changed his 12 years of
thinking. Right.
I thought Fred was going to say, now that I've seen him here in New England, I think maybe I might have been wrong. But he goes back and says, he was dominant.
Right.
We just missed it.
No, I
was wrong back then.
He played, you know, in San Diego. We played him, what, once or twice?
No, we didn't play him a lot. No.
And he was listen, no one says that. Fred, I think the word overrated.
And I think he's a good person, too, which is what I like.
But the thing overrated, I think people don't understand sometimes. When you say overrated, you're not necessarily saying the player is bad.
No.
You're saying that for the hype that he gets, he's not quite as – and I think there was a time where Seau might have been that, but there was like 4 or 5 years after his prime where people were still hyping him as that guy, and he wasn't quite that guy. I think that's where the overrated
But I think in his prime, I think he must have been a force because –
Well, I don't think anyone would deny that he was a very, very good NFL player.
And you don't go to I mean, it's one thing to go to a couple of Pro Bowls that you don't deserve, but he went to 12.
Yeah. And some people, his whole shtick rubbed him the wrong way. The dancing in the A gap, the jumping off sides as often as he got to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with Tom. I personally think he took himself out of as many plays as he made because of that. And I think that you tend to ignore the ones that he doesn't make because of that, because you look, wow, what an aggressive, you know, physical, athletic kind of player. And you know, I think he was, you know, I'm not saying that, I agree with Tom. I'm not saying he wasn't a good player. He was. I just don't think he was as good as
that would be a good story if the Patriots win it, to see him, you know, get a ring at the end of his career. I think that's a nice story that I'd like to see. So,
what if everybody
these guys are looking at me like I'm Oprah Winfrey.
Well,
I don't really care.
Actually, Seau said not to get all Oprah Winfrey.
I know, that's why I said
but
it.
But I really don't care if Seau gets
a ring. You know what those are? Those are like the Thursday before you don't have a story you write about. So, like, does anybody really care? Is it going to change your life if Junior Seau gets a ring?
No, but it wouldn't make me feel good.
I think the story is the team being unbelievable.
I like seeing good people have.
I take your approach to the Mitchell report.
I don't know him, so
who cares?
I'm not ready to say that.
I'm not getting a ring, so what do I care?
I can tell he's a nice person.
Well, Fred, I should, you know, you mentioned getting a ring, and, you know, I talked to a source down in Dallas.
Uh-oh.
And anybody who heard Greg Ellis's comments after the game, it was obviously a thanks, I want out of here now, when he said that I think Anthony Spencer is ready to step in and play. Ellis, he didn't win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, but he's the last of the old guard who played with Aikman and Emmitt Smith, and he probably knows where they're headed. And he wants to play on a winner, and word is that he said specifically that the Patriots are a team that he would be very interested in, and that's a perfect get for the Patriots. You know, a veteran who's hungry, who wants a Super Bowl ring, and who's a good player that can help the team.
And yeah, what, 12 and a half sacks?
Yeah, would probably take a little less money to come here because he wants that ring so badly.
And he played
It's a 3-4. Yeah, he actually shined in it. He was kind of going towards the end of his career, and when they moved him to a 3-4 outside linebacker, he started playing very well.
Well, I've always liked Greg Ellis.
That's a name to watch this offseason.
He played great, by the way, Sunday against the Giants.
He's had a
great
year.
Couple of backside plays on screens that looked like they were going to be big plays, and he chased down.
And that's
he
why,
played very
that's
well
why I think
day.
He'd be such a good fit here, because he's kind of rejuvenated his career at this new position, and plus you add in the hunger of wanting a Super Bowl ring, and if he's already interested in coming here, that's someone that the Patriots might be interested in.
Okay.
And you also couple all that with Tom just said with Belichick's penchant for taking guys that he thinks can already play the position and
right.
play in the system and whatnot, and that makes a lot of sense.
Well, one Charger fan from San Diego, Gary, wants to know why we don't have any catchy jingles. He said we should listen to Corky's Pest Control Spot on XX Sports Radio AM 1090 in San Diego. It's great. Where are your catchy jingles? I haven't heard any from your side. Please play them on the air.
Yeah,
we don't have any.
We just win Super Bowls.
We don't have any catchy jingles. You know, we should probably get some jingles for the show. You know, Patriots, PFW in progress. You know, one of those things.
I'm using that, actually.
Now we have one.
Gary gives me one salad dressing and takes two for himself.
Because I have the Caesar.
Okay. As you can probably guess, lunch is here because everyone has just abandoned their microphones. Let's see. UK. I know Andy was making fun of the SAS, which isn't a good idea, according to Russell from Exus UK. He says, I've been a Pats fan when Steve Grogan was quarterback and just loved the team as developed since the low of the 1980s. But I was worried about your view of the world. Trust me. There are other countries in this world beyond the good old U.S. of A. On the 16th, James from the U.K. mailed you and stated he could not listen next week as he was on selection for the SAS. The comments from the guys was, do they have an army? Well, ask the U.S. Army. Here's what General Norman...
That was Tom.
Here's what General Norman Schwarzkopf says about the SAS and Desert Storm. Quote, I wish to officially commend the 22nd Special Air Service Regiment for their totally outstanding performance of military operations during Operation Desert Storm.
Wait, why do I care?
We
again?
Put them deep into enemy territory. They let us know what was going on out there. They were our eyes.
Well, let us know the next time you kick the crap out of Argentina or whoever you lost to in that.
Sorry for my rant, island. But the Pats, I live in Mass, but their fans are... may live in Mass, but their fans are worldwide, and as you girls are threatening with an ass-whooping from a girl or a karate kid, I would steer clear of the SAS.
I say if we got in a war with England, we'd win in 6 minutes. Six.
I kind of agree.
6 minutes.
But England's our friend.
Now, you mean the U.S., not just the four of us, right?
No, the U.S.
Okay.
Chris, we got an email from Chris Simonelli, who sent us lunch.
Thanks, Chris.
You.
You're the best, Chris.
You are number one today. He says he can't wait for Sunday. They replayed last year's divisional game with the Chargers on NFL Network last night.
And right now.
I still can't believe how we won that game.
Neither can the Chargers.
I don't remember that game because I think most of it I spent with my hands in front of my eyes.
And you don't even remember the song. That amazes. That
no, because before the game, they didn't play that song. They played another song. Remember
the
guy?
They played the same song, a different version. It was just like a rockier version. It was a live version. It was like more hard rock.
Dun, 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 dun.
It was the
go,
same lyrics.
Pack, go. It didn't sound like it, though, at all. On the phone same right song. Now is John in L.A. John, how you
hey
doing?
Guys, how's it going?
Good.
What's up, John?
I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet this week, but the Colts, what a gutless turd. Just what a bunch of gutless douchebags. When they've got their coach about to retire, it seems now that's likely and that they sort of knew that was a possibility. For them to just lay a crap like that, knowing their beloved, holier-than-thou, homophobic coach was retiring, is just unbelievable to me.
So let me ask you a question, John. What if the Patriots lose this week? Are they gutless? Because they
no,
had a chance to
because
go,
Belichick's not retiring.
But that's they have a chance
point.
To go undefeated.
My
they have a chance,
the
they have a chance
we
to make
San
history.
Diego, we had his back. That was... I thought I'm not like a Colts hater. I like Peyton Manning.
John's
I just
right.
I think that was a pathetic performance.
Well, I just think they
laid
an
down
egg.
For their coach.
I don't know if they
I
laid
think
down
they
for their
dominated
coach,
the game.
But they didn't win, and they should have won, and they cost us all the best game we could
it's
have
one
asked
one of those
for.
Fluky games that happens every once in a while. You can't. I mean, they dominated.
Yeah, I don't think that they're happy that they lost.
They don't care enough that they lost. Did you see them on the sidelines? They were out of the game. Their
what
minds
does
weren't
that
in it.
Mean? What does that mean?
I don't know, but they weren't in it.
I don't know.
I don't think they were emotionally up for it as much as I would think they would be, considering their coach might retire.
They had everything going for them. They had the fans, everything.
Why
pumped in music, Polian?
I'm not
paying
much,
off the refs.
I'm not much into the conspiracy stuff, but why would the coach leaving be a good thing for the player's psyche? Why wouldn't that be a bad thing? Maybe their players actually like their coach and were upset that it was going to be it for them.
Well, if they like their coach, why wouldn't they want him to go out?
Maybe they were disappointed that he was leaving.
Well, they understand.
And they played maybe with like a heavy heart or something.
Yeah,
I know
but
that's impossible.
You still
want to
give one for the Gipper.
I know it's impossible to imagine that, but, I mean, I don't necessarily think that was a huge thing. I think it was just one of those games. San Diego, let's give them credit. They had a great road win.
I do give San Diego credit. I think they, you know, they did a hell of a job staying in the game and winning the game. I just think you play with a little more emotion than that.
I just didn't see a lack of emotion.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they did play with emotion. It was the wrong kind of emotion.
Yeah, I just think that they, you know, they had a couple of plays that they failed to execute, and they lost. I think they, if you weren't watching the scoreboard in that game and were just watching every play, as I think Belichick pointed out on Monday, I think you would have thought that the Colts had a 21-point lead just watching the game. And it was just one of those things. It's very similar to this division game that we're watching right now, last year in San Diego with the Patriots. If you weren't paying attention to the score and you just watched every play, you would have thought the Patriots were well behind in that game, but yet when the game was on the line, it was only 21-13. And the Patriots made the plays down the stretch to win.
Okay.
I think it was very similar. I don't think the Colts laid an egg. I just think San Diego came up big when it counted. I think that the Colts probably 9 times out of 10 win that same game the other 9 times, you know, 9 times out of 10.
I know one thing. If the Patriots lose, the Colts won't be the biggest chokers in the world. It'll be the Patriots.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right, John, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Say hello to Ray Sicola for me.
Who's Ray Sicola?
He owns all those car dealerships. That's his godfather.
Oh, yeah. He never got back to me on a Toyota or a Honda. But they're going to end that strike, I think. Didn't they say
that?
Oh,
is that right? The writer's strike is coming to an end?
Well, the directors settled something with an agreement on compensation for internet stuff, and they think that will lead to the next step being the writers doing a similar deal.
That internet, it screws up everything. I'll tell you.
I agree.
All right, let's take a break, Gary. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Yeah, let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to
to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Lunchtime for the boys. Let's listen in. Looks like it's Mexican today.
You know what I love about tacos?
What's that? Everything. Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
But with these guys, you have to kick it up a notch.
Oh, they're about to, all right. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special Southwestern sauce. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
And what do you think of that, Tom?
Awesome!
And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
Andy's head might be big, but what does he think of that?
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, Gruyere, sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Paul, what's on your mind?
Can I eat it now?
Sure, but not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Fred? Frank? Jake Steele? How's that sound?
Pizza? Now that's what I call a taco.
Well, it's not a taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep fry it until it's golden brown. Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one. The new Pizza Crepe Taco Pancake Chili Bag.
It's what's for lunch. Or you can just send pizza and wings and a turkey sub.
All right. That's lunch today, Chris Simonelli.
Chris is the best today.
I don't know. Is this good, though, that we inhale lunch in like 2 minutes?
What do you mean for?
Probably not good for us, huh?
Health-wise? Yeah. No. They always tell you to eat slow and all kinds of crap. But
look at these joke receivers on this
team. See the sacrifice we make for our listeners?
They're showing,
we're sacrificing our health for our listeners.
Fred, you're going to die in 5 years. It doesn't matter.
Five?
They're showing the Patriots-Chargers game from last year, and I'm just watching these scrub receivers run around the field for the Patriots. It's amazing the difference, isn't it?
Yep.
It sure is. It just shows you how good Tom Brady is.
I agree.
The best there is.
To have gotten this team as close to the Super Bowl as he did with that group of receivers, and I know that, you know, we insisted all year it wasn't the receivers' fault, but I think that's been proven incorrect.
Jabbar Gaffney's still
here. I
think
as good as they were, they did as good as
golf,
they could.
Golf Week cover, by the way, they put out? Unbelievable.
That's what?
They fired the guy, by the
way. Bit off more than they could chew.
Oh, the lynching on Golf Week?
Yeah.
They put a noose on the cover.
Well, the woman had said the lynching, but that had kind of died out. She apologized. Tiger Woods was fine.
She got suspended.
Everybody was fine. And then they tried to bring it back up, put just the noose on the cover. And
wow. Stupid. So they fired the editor of Golf Week?
Yeah. Oh, well, wow. Whoever it was that, you know, made that call, he got fired.
Bobby Fischer died today.
Yes.
Your idol.
Chess extraordinaire. Bobby Fischer.
Can stop chasing him. He'll
so
be in a grave.
Pat Holmes.
What?
For the Steelers, the defensive lineman. Bill always talks.
You know, one of those guys Bill throws out there.
He died today?
Ernie Holmes died?
Yeah. Oh. That's, he calls him Fats Holmes.
Yep.
He was part of the Steel Curtain.
Got in a car accident.
Wow. Okay.
And the play just happened. Troy Brown ripped the ball from Marlon McCree's hands.
Sawyer from Waterloo, Iowa says, just wanted to tell you guys you were right.
Yes.
A lot has been said about Maroney this week and how well he ran in the last game. Well, after the last Jets game, you guys suggested that maybe that game was what he needed, and he has ran well since.
Tom Brady actually suggested.
Good call, guys. You know, it's no surprise that Andy likes Mercury Morris. Mercury is a smart ass that never stops talking.
Except when he's on PFW in progress. He wasn't a smart ass. That's what I was looking for. And he got serious and was very disappointed in that performance.
But he did never stop talking.
Right. But I wanted him to be rapping and saying dumb stuff. And he was kind of serious and analytical.
Yeah.
That has no place on this show.
let's see. Justin in Alaska. Moss, he says. Now, me, like all other fans, I don't know Jack about the truth, but reading Moss's lawyer's statement makes me feel a lot better. So here is what I care about. A, Poon, and two, Moss in the lineup.
I can't say that.
I can't say that. What?
Even I know you shouldn't say that.
I'm not allowed to say that? Oh.
I don't think there's a way to, you know, taint. I can say, well, it taint have happened. You know, there's no way to say that word. With
just as an aside, last night Don Banks from Sports Illustrated
said poon?
Used, you know, it would taint his season.
Oh, okay.
And I chuckled to myself.
If I was on that show, they would have had to stop the cameras.
The second thing he's concerned about is Moss in the lineup on January 20th and February 3rd. After that, serve your time. Get shot. I don't care.
That's a terrible email.
Now, that's terrible.
And he's not going to serve time because I don't think there's any way he's guilty. Every aspect of information that comes out, it gets more and more 100% that he's fine.
Wow.
You know what the most unbelievable thing about that play was when Troy Brown strips Marlon McCree? Jamal Williams fell right on the ball. And how he didn't end up with it, I have no idea.
Should have just got stuck in a roll.
Let's see. Polar bear jump. Can you guys wish my wife good luck on the air for me? She's going to do the polar bear jump for the American Cancer Society tomorrow at Seward, Alaska.
Oh, my God.
It's where idiots, don't say that part, too late, go to the frozen ocean and jump in. Anyway, my job is to stand there with a towel and that I love you but you're crazy look on my face. Her name is Sakura.
Can I ask you a question?
Good luck, Sakura.
What does that do for cancer?
They raise money. People pay the idiots to jump in the cold water.
Can't they just donate like I do?
Yeah, but
why do you have to jump?
It's a gimmick. It works. They get a lot of money.
But like I have the diabetes, like the walkathon. Just give me your money. Right. I don't care if you walk it or not.
But people need a gimmick.
They do those walks and the
entices
runs
people
and
to
the bike rides.
Give. But
jumping
in Alaska,
in the water
in Alaska.
Oof.
That's gonna be way worse.
Well,
than
how
here.
About the guys that do it for nothing here? The
polar bear club.
No, what's it? The New Year's Day, the L Street Brownies.
L Street Brownies.
Oh, they don't raise money; they just do it to do it.
Yeah,
they have those. The polar bear. Club.
It's a swimming club.
Yeah,
well, that's just stupid. Now, yeah. I'm all for you
New
know,
Year's Day.
Paying
they go in
$50 to do something dumb.
South Boston. They go in and.
But good luck.
Go in the water. New Year's Day.
Sakura.
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 Good luck, Sakura. Defense isn't so bad. Our defense isn't in the same class as our 03 and 04 defenses, but it's good. It's good enough. We aren't going to shut anyone out,
that's
especially these last two games, but we make them drive long drives. We make them eat clock to score. We don't give up the big play. You can drive on us, but that takes time, and by the time you score, we've scored twice. And about Eric, he says, you're not gay, meaning you don't smoke, and I can't say that. But you should not be in
Poon? Because you said that already.
Well, I learned from my mistakes. You should not be in this line of business. You can write and you're intelligent. Of course, the company you keep assists greatly. But you're an artist. You're a dreamer. You're a feeler. Now, normally those guys are called gay, but you aren't. Maybe gay-ish, but not full-on hardcore Jet fan gay. However, to succeed in this business, you must do the following. One, take a position and defend it till you die, even though you've been proven wrong 16 times.
Fred will show you how to do that.
Consider the other points. I learned from the best. Consider the other points of view are invalid because if they were valid, you would have thought of them. Say things that will upset your co-host for no other reason than to upset your co-host.
That's true.
After Tom presents his newly written piece in a meeting, say, wow, that was great, but I liked it better the first time I read it in the Herald. Keep calling Paul Mr. Krispy Kreme on the air. And leave Mr. Kraft an anonymous voicemail complaining about Andy's Korean teen porn problem at work. So there you go.
Kind of ran out of steam late there. I like the first view.
It was good.
That's how you have to succeed in this business.
Fred, I found a way around our porn filters at work.
What's that?
Accidentally. Somebody sent me an email that I didn't know whether it was spam or not from tagged.com or something.
Yeah.
And I went to that, and it's apparently one of those social networking things like MySpace, which we now have a page. But I scrolled down, and there was full-on female-on-female action on the screen. So I can't go to Foxwoods to book a hotel room, but I can get full-on porn on my oh my.
And I found a way around the filters, not accidentally. They don't get all the gambling sites.
What? Chris, Kyle, Lori, you better get down here because there's more food.
Then Paul can eat alone.
Courtesy of Ethan.
Oh, that's going to be
and Ethan
orange fire water.
And Ethan sends us a super satisfying 16-inch pizza with buffalo on it.
Are those the desserts?
Oh.
Where's the desserts?
So that's pretty amazing. Save one of those for me, Andy. Don't you dare eat all of
what
those.
What are they?
I need one of those.
Cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, I'm the one who's been bitching that they need to add it to the order for months, but everybody's going to eat Andy's order.
What are they? I don't even know what they are.
I'm sorry. I was satisfied that you know listeners were kind enough to buy us lunch. I didn't need dessert, too.
I'm not ready to have dessert. What?
Cape Cod Scott writes in, hey, Paul,
Yes.
I know D'Ossi's dangerous and you can't really physically challenge him, but how in the world can you stand being in the same zip code as that jerk? I'm guessing you can't read this email on the air, but I hope if I ever get to meet any of you guys that I can ask your real opinions about D'Ossi, if Felger is really as funny as I think he is, what you have against Brian Morey, who I remember as almost as annoying as Peter Parrell, which players have incorrect public images, good or bad, and what Andy thinks is so funny or cool about a strawberry shortcake.
Tell you, my wife didn't think it was funny when I told her what it was.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when you tried it.
No, we went Angry Dragon.
Your webcast is so much better than most shows on the radio. It's not even close. I do like Felger's show, though, especially when Hans and Franz shows up. Your openings are great and funny, but it would be nice to hear some new ones. Maybe Jake Steele can snap his fingers and make it happen.
Well, Gary's got like 850 things in there that he showed us before the season started and hadn't played one of them.
Yeah, Cartman, what happened to
those? The Simpsons and...
He's saving it for when something good happens this season.
I see what you did there.
The venom in Fred's voice when he said that, though. The face. Jeez. You're great, Gary. As long as there's food on this table, you're doing a fine job.
I care less about those sound bites.
I'll listen to that Cork Soakers thing every day for 10 years.
Let's see. Ben writes
Daddy,
in.
You took two?
Now, I don't give the Chargers much chance against us on Sunday, but I'm not sure why it's so obvious to everybody that Olshansky is making a mistake with his brash talk. It's not as though he guaranteed victory like that safety from Pittsburgh. We've been talking all season about how teams need to be aggressive against us and not come in just hoping not to get embarrassed. By spending the week before you play the Pats bending over backwards, not to say anything that might piss them off, aren't you signaling that you're afraid of them? What do you think, guys? Nobody can talk because everybody's mouth is...
I like it. We've said that we wanted somebody to be cocky and aggressive, and he's standing by it.
The only problem I have is that you're a wounded team.
Seriously,
you know what I mean?
I mean, they're more
I don't mind
than we
their
are.
Attitude about it, but I just... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just they're real... Everyone on their team is hurt, and I think they have a tall, tall order. Like I said, if they were healthy, I think they have a legitimate chance to come in here and get a win. But with your quarterback, your running back, your tight end, your defensive tackle, your best pass rusher, they're all injured.
And the other problem is the whole team doesn't believe it. They're not really – he said it, and LT said he doesn't watch TV, doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't want to know what he's saying. Lorenzo Neal said the comments earlier about have you seen them play? They're 17 – so it's sort of one defensive lineman on an island.
Brett in Palatine, Illinois, says, what is Fred singing for? Someone walked in my office and asked, why are you killing a cat in there? That was the strangest thing I've heard in my life. Thanks for making me deaf, Fred.
That was pretty bad, Fred. You should stick to your imitations of yourself, not singing.
Did I miss something? When did Fred sing?
He made up a tune when that guy asked why we didn't have funny tunes or catchy tunes or something. And Fred's wasn't good or catchy or...
Sorry, I was trying to find bacon in my Weight Watchers book.
Let's see. Matt from Springfield. Stupid Chargers fans emailing and complaining about the lack of catchy jingles. Why are they even listening? And, hey, Andy, what kind of dunk do you think the cave homie Brandy Moss performed on his...
I was going to say, Fred, sounds like you should stop reading right there.
Why do people do that?
What?
Matt from Springfield.
Because they know you'll read it.
He's usually a good guy, though.
Because you're like Ron Burgundy. You'll read anything that's put in front of you.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true. You said poon earlier.
That's okay. That's an all right thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Give me the definition of poon that is acceptable to say on the air.
I've called people pussies before.
No. You can't say worse stuff to use that as an argument for why you can
say I'm Ron Burgundy?
Good thing I stopped saying douchebag.
Yeah.
Josh in York, the way the Rivers gets too emotional, loses control of himself, I think it would be harder to play against Volek. Even though he only played a little last week against Indy, I thought he played well. Quarterbacks seem to always play at their best when they have come into Foxborough this year. Although Volek has been inconsistent over a long period of time.
Is that an argument?
He has back-to-back 400-yard games, and the Patriots seem to bring out the best in everyone. What do you think?
I think you're a guy who doesn't think much of the Patriots' defense. The Patriots seem to bring out the best in everyone, and quarterbacks play well here. That says your defense stinks.
The only thing I would say, the Rivers thing, and we talked about this, I think it might even be important enough for the Patriots to try to rattle him, although we all don't think he's going to play now.
Although
anyway.
We all know how Jim Brown thinks about that.
Right, which
Holy
had nothing
Phil,
to,
I don't know what I asked.
Nothing at all to do with what the question was asked. But he seems to play, that's how he plays. Now, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I like my quarterback to be somewhat under control. I think it's important at that position to have a level head. But he seems to thrive off of it. He was yelling and screaming Sunday and throwing bullets. He was playing very well. He was making big third down throws to move the chains. Maybe that's what he likes to do. Maybe that's what keeps him comfortable. I certainly don't see any scenario that the Chargers think they're better off with a calm, cool, and collected Billy Volek rather than an emotionally wild Philip Rivers.
Right. He's their starting quarterback.
But I do think the Patriots would be wise to try to get Rivers off his game a little bit and see if they could
Jim Brown, when he scored, he gave the ball to the official. I'm going to do like
did
Bill
you
does
this?
And just
did
be
we
honest,
talk about
different
this
conversation
you?
Than
no.
you.
Andy asked, you know, if he would ever, he didn't use Rivers specifically, but if.
Because I tried to be a little vague, even though I knew Bill would know who I was talking
about. If Bill would ever consider, you know, encouraging his players to sort of take a guy that has a reputation for being a little emotional, a little hot-headed, and try to see if he could get his players to maybe chirp in his ear a little bit and get him off his game. And Bill went through this long thing about how he always kind of subscribed to the Jim Brown theory of not celebrating and putting the football down after
slow.
A touchdown.
That's not the question.
Has nothing at all to do with the question that was asked. But
well, I wasn't certainly going to say, Bill, that's not the question.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Wow.
Let's
tough
see.
Guy today.
Mike? Someone, you know, urinated in his Cheerios, shall we say?
Pooned in his Cheerios.
Michael from Canada says, all right, Fred, that's six consecutive times you've mispronounced my name. At least the last two times were Michael, which is close enough. It's all right, though. At least I wasn't the guy whose name was obviously Colin, as in Colin Farrell, and you called him Colin, as in, wow, this Atkins diet is really shredding my colon. I want to talk about...
What's this guy's name? Michael?
It's actually Michelle. Michelle.
So it's a girl?
No. It's a,
so
guy.
It's Michael.
He's from Canada. So it's Michelle.
So it's a girl.
No.
Michelle Goulet.
Yeah, Michelle Goulet.
Hockey player.
Michelle Muse. Girl.
I want to talk about the beating you guys are taking over the run game. Of course, Eric's taking a different kind of beating. I've always agreed with all of what's been said until now about Maroney's confidence. You guys are right. Screw the message boards. Now I think you guys are getting unfairly bashed by fans because it can sound like you solely blame Maroney. But the success of the run game is not just about the ball carrier. And the same goes for confidence. A few things point to the offensive line being exempt from the ground game problems, but it's well known most linemen prefer run blocking to pass protection, and so the more McDaniels calls for the run, the more confidence the linemen also gain. I love our O-line, but we can't leave them completely blameless, just as in no way we can now say the sudden success is all due to Maroney's renewed swagger. The size of the holes the line opened up earlier in the year were nowhere near what they've been the past few weeks. Confidence in a particular facet of the game comes from the game planning head coach to the play calling coordinator to the QB who may choose to audible, and finally to the players who execute the play. One may headline, but none are exempt. And that is the lecture of the day from Michelle.
Right. A girl.
It's not a girl. If is Stacey James a girl? Our director of media relations?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah. Now, you know, see, that's just not right. That's a co-worker he's killing right now.
That's true, Fred. I wouldn't condone such behavior.
Mish Michaels?
What do you got in front of you? You got something to read there?
No.
Is this another Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah. Oh, some people like to send ideas in for tomorrow's word of the day. I've already used today's, which was, of course, Angry Dragon.
David, I'm sorry, from Toms River, New Jersey.
The Little League World Series champions.
Is that right? Toms River?
Not this year, but, I don't know, 8, 10 years ago,
three
5 years ago,
yeah.
A few years ago.
Is your dad in charge of the Little League, too?
No, he's not, Fred.
No? Just letting you guys know, you rock. I'm about 3 weeks behind on my PFW loading. What does that mean? Is that an urban
dictionary? What do you have, dial-up? No. Wouldn't he be, like, downloading it?
I don't know. I've just finished listening to your Christmas
is that
show.
That Urban Dictionary, Fred says. Now every word has to be like a dirty sex thing. He's loading. What does that mean?
He just listened to the Christmas show.
Hopefully you keep going and enjoy the food and your listeners. Maybe I'll come through later in the year.
Yeah, but you'll order it. It's going to be all out of whack.
I know. It'll be like all stale and stuff.
I'll be on vacation or something in the summer.
No, you got to catch up. Just skip forward and make it up for, you know.
And then listen during the off season when we're not
he's
daily.
He's not going to hear this until
that's true. Mid June sometime.
And people complain about getting their paper late.
He's going to be so excited in March when the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
The most hated man in sports media has entered the room. Eric Scalavino.
Your mom goes to college.
Guessing me every time.
He's not gay. Gay-ish.
You just keep waiting
said.
For that one email that says, I like Eric, when it doesn't come.
It's kind of like the issue after the game. Just doesn't come.
Paul will know this. Tony in Dallas writes, and I was listening to the Howard Stern show the other day, and there was a comedian named Earthquake on the show. One of the guys in his posse claimed that he played on the Patriots during the 2001 Super Bowl run. I believe his name was Dez White.
Dez White didn't play for the Patriots, but he's a wide receiver. He played for Georgia Tech in college. I think he had time with maybe
Bears.
He also
Bears.
Also claimed that he quit the Pats and then played baseball for the Orioles.
I think Dez White is telling the story.
Yeah.
First of all, the guy might not even be the real Dez White.
Unless it's a different Dez White. He was a little wide receiver. Yeah. See, why would he be in someone's posse? No, he wasn't on the Patriots.
Jimmy Farris would be a white guy that little and be in somebody's posse. He's a rapper type.
Sure. Jimmy Farris.
He might still be in the league, though. I see him on the sideline occasionally in street
clothes.
He was
one of the funniest guys.
Oh, yeah.
Very high on the unintentional comedy scale. Jimmy Farris.
Speaking of unintentional comedy, Eric's here.
Fred.
Eric.
Andy. Tom.
Now, where did you just come from?
Mr. Krispy Kreme, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
How did you hear that? You were upstairs listening?
Gee, I have a computer with internet access. How could I possibly
listen to that,
Let's not get snooty now.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry.
You just called me Mr. Krispy Kreme, and I didn't bat an eye, and all of a sudden someone goes, I thought you were doing something, and you got to throw haymakers. I'm trying to show you how you take that. You just let it go.
Before Eric goes into what he's going to go into, I just want to thank Ethan again, read his email. Even though Gary never got back to me, I sent lunch today anyway. There are orders of cinnamon sticks and extra-large buffalo chicken pizza for tubby and head, a chicken Caesar pocket for cuckoo banana pants, and a buffalo chicken salad and a small buffalo bites for Tom. I'm worried Tom is not getting enough food on his diet. He has been rather depressed and cranky lately.
He's back on bread, though.
Anyway, I will not be able to listen today as I'm in meetings from 12 o'clock on, and those NASA guys get cranky when you do not pay attention. So Ethan works for NASA or does work
with
NASA?
Well, Ethan, I just got to say, you really put
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you, but you put me in a hole here. That cinnamon
Fred,
stick
did you get
that
the
I
cinnamon
had.
Sticks
I
yet?
Didn't get a cinnamon stick.
They're
yet.
Over here. Will you have them? Because there's no way I'm going to. I'll fight Andy for the last one.
Well, you already ate two, fat boy.
I had a cinnamon stick. Now all I can have for dinner is a carrot and an apple.
Sorry, fat head.
They named a whole line of wall coverings after me.
Yeah. The only thing is they're not quite as big as your squash.
Imagine if I had a fat head of my fat head.
Any residuals off that?
They make a lot of money.
Eric, what went on in practice?
Matt Light was back,
but
Rodney Harrison was not there.
Oh, the flu making its way to the DBs.
Yeah, could be.
Or Bill just finally said, "You know what? I can't chance it. You're going to get three more personal fouls this week. You're out."
Could be. Oh yeah, we should mention that Justin Tuck had a very. It was Justin Tuck, right? With the good quote from the Giants.
Humaniora.
There was a lot of talk this week, Packers, Giants, dirty play. Sean O'Hara apparently gave a forearm to Campman in the back of the head last time they played. So there was all kinds of talk about dirty players. And someone asked Humaniora about Rodney Harrison saying the Giants are dirty because receivers were diving at his knees. And he said, well, if he's saying we're dirty, we must be the dirtiest team of all time. Because we all know that Rodney Harrison is pretty much
and
as dirty as they
And he said it joking.
I mean, he was having fun.
I know some of the Patriot fans took it the wrong way. Because, you know, this is a sport and all. But
no, it was funny.
Yeah. And he's right. I mean, Rodney Harrison's dirty. Let's be honest. Rodney Harrison is a dirty player.
Let's be honest. When he's done, he has to admit he leads
with his forearm, which I love. I'm all for it. But I'm just saying, in today's NFL, it's dirty.
Constantly hitting guys on the ground.
Especially in the between the shoulder blades, right in the back with that forearm. You see that about three times a game.
But, it's funny. At the beginning, we were talking about Seau and what we thought of him before he got here. I thought that Rodney was one of the dirtiest players I've ever seen. I hated him. And I didn't want him on the team. And then he came and
realized.
I love the guy. I met the guy. Personally, I think he's a great guy. And I have the utmost respect for the person. But he's exactly the player that I thought he was.
He should write a book when he's done.
Plays on the edge. He said something yesterday, I think. Said, look, that's how I have to play. I make no... apologies for that. That's my style of play. I play on the edge. I do need to be smarter about it. I wasn't smart about it Saturday night, and I need to be better and more aware of that because those penalties can hurt you. But that's how he plays. Yep. He makes no apologies for that.
I like how he acts very, very surprised when he gets flagged.
Oh,
too.
The one this week when he's jumping up and down like a little two-year-old. And I mean, the guy had both feet on the white when he hit him. I don't know how you can be surprised.
That just proves how nuts he is on the feet. Like, he literally thinks the guy wasn't out of bounds.
He's one of those guys that just is a totally different person while he's playing the game. There's, you know, you meet guys like that even at every level, whatever you ever played. There's always a guy you're like, wow, he's so quiet and calm. And then you see him play, and he's this maniac on the field. He's one of those guys.
I'd like to see him, though, in his next transition to that career that he was trying out for a couple of years ago as a referee. I think that'd be hilarious because
he might have gone out the window.
It'd be funny, though, if he does try it because you never know if he's going to flip on the field.
Tends to be a black mark against being an official.
Not in the Big Ten.
You can be a drug.
Didn't you see that guy in the Big Ten? It was like a month ago who they caught was had like this, his pass was worse than mine. Like he was fixing, I mean, it was just embarrassing. And the Big Ten had to come out and say that they have a whole new, they've revamped everything. I mean, this guy was a borderline criminal.
We're now actually going to look at resumes.
Yeah. And he was.
They said that?
He was a.
Boy, oh boy.
He's something.
Sounds like me.
Tom, how do you make sense
of this? Exceptionally dumb?
It takes a while. It takes me 2 minutes to eat and 25 minutes to figure out.
I told you. Light was out. Harrison was back in. There's really, I mean,
what is the matter with you today?
I thought he had more.
You're like Fred on game day.
They cut us off quickly. We don't get to see that much. It's not like training camp. The fans should know. It's not like training camp where we're sitting there for 2 hours blogging about every single thing that happens. No, I just want to make that clear.
So don't have to dumb it down for the fans.
Speaking of blogging,
they don't like you.
If the Patriots win,
don't put words in my mouth, Tom.
If the Patriots win, you guys are going to start blogging on Monday, right?
We are.
Sure.
Great.
What are we blogging?
Love it.
Whatever.
It's Monday, baby.
Everything going on, feelings, what's going on leading up to the league.
See, now, why don't you tell...
Eric's feeling a little gay.
Did you tell everybody else and you just didn't tell me?
I think I told Paul.
Well, he said something about that last week, about blogging this week, and we never really talked about it after that. But I don't know what you want us to blog. There's no access.
No, what's going on? Preparations? What's happening?
It's going to degenerate into blogging about.
It doesn't have to be like every minute
at the photocopier.
Like, couple entries
Chris
a day.
Haunted house. Did
we talk about that? I understand what you're saying.
We can do our plan for the week. That's big on blogs. You tell people what you're going to do later in the week.
Absolutely. No, people want to know. See, that's it. You're jaded. Fans want to know what's going on.
I know. I've learned that. That's why I told him.
As soon as we find out what's going on, we'll blog.
I'm the one that comes to Fred with the idea for blogging, and now he takes it and says, "Let's blog," and then tells us that we're jaded.
Right.
Well, you want to blog during games.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
Yeah, you want to blog.
He wants to blog all the time.
No, I wanted
Tom's
to blog.
Tom's looking to do more, not less.
I wanted to blog during the combine last year when you thought that was a stupid idea.
Well, Tim has a question for you, Tom. He says, can you ask Tom if he's still bad-mouthing Andy under multiple made-up names on Pat's message board?
Yeah.
Whoa, are you doing that?
I don't think it was Andy.
Sometimes.
I'm a little left out.
So, we badmouth you when you leave to go to EEI.
Right, they just do it right while I'm here.
Well, I badmouth Andy all over the place.
It's true.
But you don't have to put it under fake name. Just go on it yourself. Right?
Tom's a little shady that way. One degree of separation at all times.
No, I badmouthed you right on Felger. I said the last time I was on there, I'd cut your throat for $100.
He's not kidding.
I know.
Scott from Washington. Gentlemen, before I say for the 1,000th time how much I enjoy Belichick press conferences, let me just say it's an honor and a privilege to email you.
All right.
Excellent. That's a takeoff.
I see where he went there. Yeah.
Andy, again, is looking quizzical. You don't get anything today, do you? If it's not an Urban Dictionary, you can't
you,
figure it out.
He's a little like you on game day. He's very on edge over there.
Yeah, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind?
Are they not going to call that on Welker all day?
Is one of your indentured servants on your land not you know, treating the property correctly?
No, I'm good, Fred.
You know, was he supposed to lay a couple acres fallow and he didn't do it?
Fallow?
I think he already told us what this means, but I don't remember.
Well, it's when you not... When you don't use land for a while to let it regenerate itself.
Yes. Yeah. The guy who does the fields left some to fallow this fall.
That's correct. That's in use.
No, I was being serious. The guy didn't. He only planted potatoes on one side.
Right. What's the matter, Eric?
That's funny. That's funny.
You know who should find that funny is that drunk guy from Ireland that I grow potatoes on my land.
as for the game, ironic, I really think special teams will be the key element to this game. Who do you think will be our kick returner this week? Will it be Chad Jackson or Ellis Hobbs?
I don't think special teams is going to make a bit of difference.
I don't either.
You don't?
No, you know why? Because every week I do the special teams thing for the game matchups there, and you never have it. So they never punt.
Right.
And usually when the other team punts, they're at the 50, so they just fair catch a punt. They got Chad Jackson returning kickoffs. He's not going anywhere. I mean, I guess Sproles is dangerous, but they've done a good job against a lot of dangerous returners this year.
Yeah, they had that little hiccup there late in the year, sort of, but I don't – I mean, he is dangerous, but I don't think it'll be close enough for it to matter, really.
And if it is, you've got the stat that Gostkowski missed his first ever playoff field goal last week.
Right.
Whereas Nate Kadding is, I think, 3-for-7 in playoffs in his career.
He's got some
head issues going on.
Yeah.
When it
Gostkowski's
comes to
that. In a slump.
Kadding is 3-for-7. Gostkowski just missed his first ever.
Oh, Kadding sucks.
So he's in a slump.
Kadding sucks.
But he was good during the regular season.
No,
right?
He can't kick in the playoffs.
It's a playoff.
He's also injured, I think, to further illustrate Eric's point that he's not reliable. He's been dealing with a leg problem, and I wouldn't be too comfortable if he had to line up and make
a kick.
Speaking
of which, there's the miss.
That was late in the game. That was a long one.
He missed another one, right, in this game?
Did he miss
another
one?
No, but they didn't go for one that they should have. And I think they didn't go for it because they didn't have any faith in him.
But he missed that one against the Colts last week. It was a terrible miss.
Yeah. He hit the upright on a 48 yard.
I don't like his look. He looks like a loser to me.
He looks like a little baby.
Yeah, I don't like the look. He looks weird. I don't like him.
Let's see. Gary from Syracuse says, I know the Chargers had a great second half of the season, but don't you think it was also in part because of the teams they were playing?
Here we go.
Just take a look.
Here we go.
Second half, they played Houston, Minnesota.
We haven't heard this argument in a while.
They beat Indy. They lost to Jacksonville.
Indy, Tennessee.
They beat Baltimore. They beat Kansas City. They beat Tennessee. They beat Detroit. They beat Denver. And they beat Oakland.
Just curious, who the Patriots
and Tennessee
played in the second
and
half of the year?
In the playoffs.
Twice.
Right. So, yeah, you can't.
The Giants.
They're playing better than just about any team in the league.
They're in the
right
AFC
now.
Championship game. They deserve to be there.
You're right.
Just because the Patriots are better doesn't mean the other, they should run unopposed.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the only thing that would satisfy Patriots fans. If the rest of the league just said, you know what, they're just too damn good. We can't even go.
And then the Patriots never would have won in 2001 if that's the way the league worked. You play the games. You end with a Super Bowl champion, and
he's
the champion.
That kind of game could happen. A blocked field goal for a touchdown. Darren Sproles returns a kick.
That's what it will take.
But those games, you guys were there live.
That's how the Patriots beat Pittsburgh. Punt return, blocked field goal return for a touchdown, one offensive score, and all of a sudden you get 21 points, and you win the game. 24-21.
Back in 2001, you mean?
Yeah.
It's funny how things have turned since 2001, where they were the underdogs. No one expected to win. Everyone was rooting for them. Now everyone's rooting against them. The evil empire.
Did you guys know that Lance Armstrong's planning on running the Boston Marathon?
I heard that.
Apparently they don't test.
Well, is he going to be like a sanctioned runner? Or?
Oh, yeah. He qualified by doing New York in under 3 hours or something.
Cool.
Really?
Fred, you going
to
go
see him? More reason to ignore the Boston Marathon.
Why? He used to be your idol. You used to love him.
I'm absolutely not going
He's off him like the Broncos.
Absolutely.
I'm off him.
He's off Lance Armstrong like he's off
Would
the Broncos.
Would you go to a marathon to watch people run?
Well,
anyway?
Actually.
Funny story. Yeah. Funny you should ask.
He once ran a marathon.
That was great. Let's go.
Back in the day,
there's no way this story goes there.
Back in the day, we had the equivalent of a backstage pass so we could use roads that people couldn't use. And I was in a van with.
You were
publisher,
in a band?
In a van.
A van. Down by the river?
With the publisher of New England Runner and Uta Pipig's manager/boyfriend.
Uta.
And we followed her at every stage all the way through the marathon.
You're
and she
a
ended
loser.
Up winning.
The one, is she the one that pooped?
That was the second year.
She had a not-so-fresh feeling.
This is the first year she won it. And it was pretty cool to follow somebody at every stage and then get there and she wins. So,
let's see if she's an Urban Dictionary.
Uta Pipig.
Sounds boring
Uta
to me.
Pipig. No, yeah, it was a
Fred,
fun
I have
day.
I have a small update for you. You know,
and then we went to a party in the Lenox. It was good.
The whole time the show's been on, which has been about an hour now.
What
ESPN
show?
News. Our show.
Oh,
ESPN, ESPN News. You were serious with that?
I thought he meant on TV.
ESPN News runs the ticker that goes by with the Sports Nation vote that we talked about last week. And since we've been on for an hour, now the Packers are down too. The Packers were 82% and the Patriots were 78%. Now the Packers are down to 81% and the Patriots are down to 76%.
Wow.
So the Packers dropped 1% and the Patriots dropped 2%.
Some late money coming in.
Yeah. Well, the people in San Diego just woke up. But how come they don't have the Patriots
tab anymore?
Mm.
Disappointing.
What's going on?
My guess is that opposing fans complained.
Well, plus now there's under NFL, there's only two games, so it's sort of the Patriots
Right. I bet you that had a lot of backlash from Colt fans, from
Bill Polian.
I'm just saying what
we
probably happened.
We put up with it long enough. Now it's our time.
Yeah, remember all those times when the Colts had the tab there or the Rams? Well, funny idea.
What, were the Colts ever 17-0?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Patriots weren't 17-0.
All right, on the phone Patriots are like 4-0 when they put the tab up there.
On the phone right now is Dan in Delaware. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Oh,
hey, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of stuff, too. And, you know, Eric's there, you never even hear him. It's like he's afraid to speak up or something.
Well,
I've been talking for the last 15 minutes. Where have you been?
I don't know. I'm not hearing you, dude. You talk so quiet.
I don't know. Yeah, you listen.
You've got no personality on the air is what it is, you know?
Wow.
Wow.
Don't say that. He'll cry. He takes these things very seriously.
That's the thing is, no, I don't. Let's face it. When it comes right down to it, he's kind of an arrogant SOB. So why don't we just go that way, and that way we can just hate him. And he
that's what I'm doing.
Contributing part of the show. You know?
That's what I'm doing. I'm playing that role, Dan. That's what
you
I'm playing.
Tom's a big jerk, and we love him for it. Eventually, people will get over hating you. You know.
Oh, I know that. I don't know about that.
That's the
career arc that Tom took. So I'm following his path. I'm becoming the man you hate first, there. And then you gotta. There's nowhere to go but up
but
from
after,
here. Dan.
After a
nowhere
year,
to go but
at
up.
Least I got a couple emails that said,
I like Tom.
Tom's not that bad. Give him a
we
break.
We haven't been through a year yet.
The
season is still going on.
I mean, we can't read an email without the words "I hate Eric." In there.
Hey, listen, people
guys
are
even
tense.
Call up and say it.
People are tense. They're worried about the team. You know, going through with this 19-0 thing. I'm cutting them some slack.
Fred's the only one tense. You know? We all know what's going to happen. Fred's the only one who's tense.
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear John Rook and Tom Casale do a show together because John.
One of them wouldn't survive.
You know? Yeah, I know. Well, John,
I think I have
like,
an idea which one.
He can say something mean, and it sounds like the nicest thing. And you know, when Tom says something nice, you still want to punch him.
That's true.
That is true.
Good point.
That would be a good show.
Cogent point.
Yeah, I don't care. For
when has Tom said anything
nice?
Worse
than Hannity and
we could call it Rook and the Crook.
I was going to go with the Odd Couple, but that's way better.
By Rook or by Crook.
That's good.
Hey, I got a question about Mercury Morris. You guys, I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and people were ripping Mercury over some of the things that he had said.
What did he say? Well,
so they were ripping him because of some, the things that he hadn't said that he did say about how, can't compare the two teams. I just got a kick out of that.
And we said that afterwards when someone wrote in and we said, actually, I think he did say that.
Yeah.
I thought you guys did a great interview, and I thought he was great to interview. I'd like to see him back, after this thing happens.
We're thinking of giving him his own show.
He's going to replace Eric.
Yeah, but I got a question for you about something he said that you guys, I don't think you said anything about it. He was talking about how...
We may have fallen asleep.
Stop listening.
Yeah, he didn't stop to talk. Talking, right? No, but he was talking about how they weren't... I guess the conference championship game for them was not at home.
It was in Pittsburgh.
Right. How the heck did that happen when they were undefeated?
Because back then they alternated.
Yeah, and Andy and I have
and
been
I go,
really thinking
alternated
about this.
What? You don't know who's in it. How do you alternate?
We don't know.
The conference. I mean,
it's the conference championship.
No, the divisions.
The divisions alternated.
Right. So what happened? So just out of
pressure, because we were still concerned about what happened the year before when we lost.
The curiosity for me and Andy was they played in Pittsburgh because it rotated by divisions. Well, what would have happened if it was the AFC West and the AFC East playing in the AFC Championship game? It was obviously by alternation. It was supposed to be at the AFC Central place because that's what Pittsburgh was.
Doesn't seem to make any sense.
I don't know how they would have done it.
Plenty of stupid rules in the NFL today too. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Pressure on us because this had never been done before.
He's still talking.
So nobody had any expectations about someone going unbeaten. Or
that is going to rival Doug Flutie.
That
yes.
Human nature.
And you.
Where people
so yesterday I was playing basketball last night and I had a double double. So I had a
double. Is that an Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, no, it's not. It should be though. But I had more than 10 rebounds and I had more than 10 knockdowns.
Fred, you wait. In about 5 minutes, Andy's going to laugh at that.
I got it. So ten rebounds and 10 knockdowns.
10 knockdowns. Yeah, I'm a fairly large person. I'm not like fat, but I'm like 6'5", about 240.
Wow.
So people come in like they're driving the lane
football.
On me.
Tom automatically has a crush on you.
Well, listen, this is where I'm getting to. Something Tom said yesterday. So people come in on me, right? And they like try to knock me down to charge and put the layup, and they just fall flat to the ground. That happened 3 times. I had one guy try to grab my arm to hold me back on a rebound. And then when I turned around to go up the court, I literally flung him on the ground. You know, and a few other times like that, or more than a few other times, I was knocking people down left and right because they were like a weightlifted team, but none of them were tall, so they were trying to get physical. And you just can't do that with somebody who outweighs you by as much as I did.
Dan and Delaware mad.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell did I say?
But then I get out in the car, right, and I turn the pause off, my MP3 player to listen to the thing, and it was right at that time when Tom's going, I like a physical player that just beats other people up.
That's
you. There you are. Wow.
Dan and Delaware. Right on.
Oh, Gary.
And Gary likes to blow up people, so that's it for Dan and Delaware.
So does Eric.
Yeah, Eric just likes to blow.
He got blown
I
up.
I was waiting for Andy
I didn't know if
that.
We, that was appropriate.
Well, here's the ultimate looking
Thanks,
ahead.
Andy. God bless you.
Here's the ultimate looking ahead. Dave in Abingdon, Virginia wants to know, who will the Patriots lose to next year? I don't see many tough ones except the Colts and Seahawks. Are you kidding me?
They're losing to somebody.
Are you kidding?
They're not going through. What is it, 38?
Yeah, I don't see many tough ones.
No,
sure I like how we're already looking ahead. I don't see many tough ones. It's
how do you know who's going to be good next year?
Yeah. How do you know who's going to be on the Patriots?
And when that's part of my point.
Regardless
you don't know
of all the other teams,
I'm not saying,
the Patriots might only have 41 players.
I'm not saying how do you know who about the 16 teams the Patriots have to play next year. I'm saying how do you know who, maybe the Patriots go 5-11 next year.
And
I mean,
when we were looking at the schedule this year, we saw the Jet game, and we didn't think the Jet game was going to be that easy in December.
Andy thought they were going
to lose. Yeah.
So I mean, you don't you just
that
don't,
one. That one really makes so him cry himself to sleep on his.
You don't know. Listen, you don't know if they have someone on their schedule who's going to be this year's Cleveland.
You don't know.
Just plus, for the record, Josh McDaniels, I did not say that.
When Josh McDaniels takes over February 7th, he's going to take some time to put his roster together and figure out what he's going to do moving forward.
We have
well,
no
it's,
idea
it's,
what's
it's
going
to. It's 1:08. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, back here in PFW in progress.
Are we going to take the 110 break?
No, because it's 111.
It's already passed. It's 111.
Oh, damn, we missed it.
Let's see. Chris from the Bronx sends us Dez White info. Not sure where he would have had time to play baseball for the O's, as he's been on the Bears and the Falcons for the past several years.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was in that. He's been around for a while.
I remember when he came out of Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. He's always been that same kind of receiver, 30 catches a year, that type of guy.
All right, on the phone right now is today's lunch benefactor, Chris Simonelli. Chris, how are you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing good.
Great now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
You're very welcome. You guys are certainly a joy to listen to every afternoon. You're a nice break from the other stations in the town who shall remain nameless. Yeah.
You can name them if you want. We do.
Okay, WEEI.
Okay, good.
No, they're good. But
see,
you guys,
Paul gets uncomfortable when you say that now. He used to be on board with us, but now
they're
number one. And he doesn't,
why do I get uncomfortable?
Because it's your full-time job.
There was a time in this show when Paul let loose and he'd clam up on EEI. Now it's the opposite.
Right.
Now he lets up on this show and he lets loose with Steve Chiasi.
Yeah, Diossi rattled him.
You goaded me into that the other day, too. You know that? And evidently, I'm still getting slammed today by the pencil neck geeks in the midday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
You got to get back on there and defend yourself.
Nah, I can handle myself, Freddie.
Yeah, you do. You just got to watch out for Smarless, though, because he's on the warpath.
Did you hear his whine line to me
yesterday? Yeah, I heard him yesterday, yeah.
He wants to fight me.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Smarless wants to fight you?
I wouldn't enter that fight.
He knows you have the weight advantage now, doesn't he?
Oh.
You'll be fine.
Easy there, Junior. No, Fred? Oh, yeah.
Tapped.
Hey, listen, anyway, I just had a quick question. I'll let you guys get back to talking about everything. But, I felt real confident about the game this weekend. And the one thing I think that really sticks out over the past couple of weeks, and you guys have been saying it all year, and I agree with you, is just waiting for Maroney to get on track and sort of like, where was he? And, you know, now that they showed some semblance of a running game, it's just one more thing to worry about. So I know the wind and everything, they said it's going to be cold, and that might be a factor, but just want to get your thoughts on, you know, what do you think that added dimension? I mean, that really does just, I think, put them over the top, no matter who they play.
Well, I don't know if it puts them over the top because now it makes them different. You know, they kind of lose out on the big plays down. You know, you got the stalwart one, but Moss did nothing. It makes the offense different.
I think if you told Jacksonville heading into that game that what was going to happened, I think they would say, well, we'll take our shot. We'll take our chances. You know, 31 points is not outrageous.
No.
Like Andy said, there weren't a ton of big plays. And if you want to run Lawrence Maroney 22 times, I'm going to have to be, as a defense, I'm going to have to be willing to accept the fact that he's probably going to get about 120 yards because I'm not going to do anything to try to stop him.
I'm just going to play over the top and not anything go deep.
Right.
I like the fact that they're running the ball well again, though, because it reminds me of the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season when they were about 50-50 pass to run ratio and teams really couldn't do anything. They were flat-footed. They couldn't come and fill the box. They couldn't play back because Brady would pick them apart. I'm very happy.
And I just like seeing Maroney do well. I've always had an affinity for the good running back, watching good running backs.
Yeah. See, I like the
– You like passing.
And I always have, and I like the way – that offense this year was unlike anything I've ever seen.
I'd rather see, highlights of Jim Brown and Herschel Walker and Earl Campbell than Lynn Swann. And,
well, I'd like to see those guys too, but we have Lawrence Maroney.
I'm just so negative.
Who's negative about that?
Now he gets 22 for 120, and well, obviously that's what you're going to get when you give him 10. They'll take that every day of the week.
But that's two different things. Don't put words in my mouth. You're not
nearly
smart enough to do
negative.
That.
Very negative.
You're not nearly smart enough to do that. I think that Maroney ran great the other day. And what was the game that we all agreed that we were most impressed with? The Giants. He had 40 yards.
Okay.
He's unbelievable.
That's
crazy. He's worse than you, Fred. Well, Chris, at least you laugh when you put words in my mouth.
Right. You're going to come around in the off season for your tour?
Yeah, absolutely. I just get jammed up at work usually on Fridays, but I'll definitely give you guys a call and I'll be up there. I really appreciate having me on, and thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
We appreciate you, Chris. That's a nice guy.
Phenomenal.
See, I can tell he's a nice
guy. He's like Junior Seau.
Like I can tell. I was just going
to
say.
I'd like to see Chris win a Super Bowl ring.
You know what I said when I was watching American Idol, and there's some of those people are just nice. Like, yes, sir. Like they're all happy. And I said to Allison, how could you be that nice and happy? I mean, am I missing something?
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Impression.
Why? You're not that nice and happy.
Not to you.
Eric.
Not to you.
To anyone. Impression of Junior Seau as a person. Good guy or bad guy?
The pause tells it all.
I think that says it all right there.
Yeah, I guess I'm wrong.
We just don't. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I don't really know.
Hearing him all season and learning about him, I think he's a good guy, a genuinely good person.
By the way, Eric's not the best color man.
I've seen that side of him, but I've also seen the side that makes these guys question that. So,
I'm not worried. Nobody's listening anyway. Yeah.
Remember that email that said take a stance and stick to it?
I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't. I'm not saying.
I don't
that.
Know either way.
But I don't. Yeah, that, I don't really know him.
But
all
if
that
you make
well
me do 50-50 percentages, I'd go 50 something bad guy, 40 something good guy.
Well, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say it's probably a little.
We know
more.
You go the other way.
Damn it!
Yeah, you did.
I
it
did.
Again.
It,
you need
I
to
know.
Start thinking about what you're saying.
If we were ranking by groupings, the best guys on the team, linebackers would come in dead last.
Yes,
in my opinion.
Well, yes. They're mean to you.
No, they've never done a
don't
thing
seem
to
like
me.
Good guys.
A lot of them are kind of mean in general.
Not one of them has ever said a negative thing to me, ever. I'm just talking about from my observations, from what I see, what I hear from other people who've covered the team for many years. If we were going like, because defensive line would be near the top.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Those offensive line would be too.
Yeah, near the top. But if we were ranking them by positions, I think the receivers are great.
Long snappers would be up there.
Defensive line, I think Tom's right. I think defensive line, all three of those guys. And throw Green in there.
Yeah. And Fred, you don't think you've seen Vrabel, Brewski? You don't think that those guys have a little bit?
They can be curt. Yeah, they have an edge to them. Absolutely.
You know, and Vrabel's one of my favorite guys too. But you know, I can't tell you how many times he's like
given it to
embarrassed
you.
Me in right. front of people. You know,
given
Eric, see that would have been time for you to jump in, kind of deflect some of the gayness.
That's okay.
On the
I didn't
phone
say
is
it. Fred did.
I'm not as obsessed with it as you are.
Mike and Sharon, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, guys. I'm actually a bit scared of the Chargers offense. Obviously, you know, they're hurt, but I think they have more weapons than they did last year in terms, despite injuries, in terms of wide receivers, which means that they can also make those play action passes that much more effective. There were a lot of dropped balls at the beginning of the year when we played them. And I don't see that happening again,
well,
especially
Mike,
in a playoff game.
The problem is the drop passes were thrown by Phillip Rivers. To me, that's the major injury. When you don't, if you're telling me a team's going to come in here with their backup quarterback and beat the undefeated Patriots to get to the Super Bowl, I can't buy that for a second. Yeah. So if Rivers was playing, I think then, yeah, they do have more weapons. But with his injury, not knowing how long he's going to last in that game, I think that's the killer for San Diego.
Plus, it goes down the line. I mean, you gain a Chambers, you lose a Gates, maybe. Or you gain Vincent Jackson as a different player, and you lose LaDainian Tomlinson. So on paper, if healthy, yeah, maybe they have more weapons. But I'm not sure you'll see more weapons Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the whole thing is the injury issue of whether or not, you know, it's true or not, or I mean, granted, they didn't put him back in, but I think Bullock was doing his part, and there wasn't really that much of a need to put him back in.
Right. Okay, well, Mike and Sharon's concerned. But,
like you, Fred.
I agree with Tom, though. If Bullock can put the ball where it needs to put it, then, yeah, I think, you know, certainly the addition of Chambers is a major upgrade over Eric Parker from last year, who, in my opinion, in the 9 years I've been covering this team, was the single biggest reason that a team lost a game, was Eric Parker's performance in that divisional playoff game last year.
You say that I'm concerned. I'm always concerned. I'd be concerned if they were playing Everett. You know, anything can happen. I just want you guys to know.
Now, Everett would have no chance. They only do one thing well. Bill would recognize that. He'd take it away.
And the press conference today that start at 3 o'clock, I believe, for the Patriots?
Two
o'clock. They're going to be showing the person who asks the question. They're going to have a camera. Mm-hmm. So you guys can have your little 15 minutes today.
Where's that going to be?
Right in the media room.
Are they going to show it?
On TV.
On
NFL
Network.
Oh, well, they're not showing these.
That's not NFL Network. Turn around.
Oh. Why do they have different cameras?
Because they're different networks.
Well, now Coughlin's talking, but when the person asks a question,
well, Eric will be down there anyway.
You're gonna be on
so
TV.
So you could be on TV today.
Oh, look, see, he's walking off.
Oh, look, see,
they got the camera.
No, actually, we're on the radio, so they can't see.
Oh, Manning,
you know, shucks. Fred. When I first got here, I thought like it was, hey, it's cool. You know, I'm on TV. Like now, it's who cares?
Now you're jaded.
No, it's not that. It's they're gonna show you for half a second, like. To me, that's not – not like
– I'm just giving you a little warning. I want you to look
It's
nice.
Not like someone who doesn't know me is going to say, hey, I bet you that's Tom Cassell.
I don't want you to be looking like a schlub.
I still think it's funny that so many people put their recorders up there, you know, at the podium.
At the podium.
Like, you don't have to do that with the digital recorders.
Yeah.
You can get all the sound.
Well, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as the guy is talking on microphone.
The combine, that's really big for some reason. Because the combine, you could just sit in the first row and record, and people just run up there and put all the recorders.
Fight each other to get to the podium.
And then Goose says, forget it.
We got to take it down that road.
When you were in middle school, you had a girlfriend named Chelsea.
You broke a finger.
Now, when you blocked the punt, did you come in from the angle straight on where if you didn't get the ball, it would have been roughing the kicker?
How did it make you feel to block
that punt? This might be the year where I just say, Goose, listen, no disrespect. You're a great writer, but what the hell are you using this stuff for? Seriously.
Can I get a copy of that binder?
Charlie in
Ithaca. It looks pretty neat.
Charlie in Ithaca writes, and Mercury Morris was great. Good get for you guys. However,
good job, Dan.
I heard one of you say that it was the first ever guest. Don't sell yourself short. I remember when you had Len Pasquarelli on one time. Speaking of guests in old time.
We've had a lot of guests. That was kind of an example.
We've had big name guests. We've had Peter King, Florio, John Hanna, Howie Long.
Andre Tippett.
A lot of them since I've been here, but I've heard.
Howie Long told Andy to stay off the juice.
Yeah. Speaking of
he took his shriveled up like a raisin.
Hey.
Speaking of guests at Old Time PFW in Progress, you should have Brian Morey on as a
guest.
No, we should.
He is around working with Fred anyway, and it would show newer listeners what real pointless yelling matches are all about. Plus, he would give you a very popular least favorite thing about your show option for your survey.
Nice. Because if there was I don't know.
Him being back in the stadium is why Fred's been on edge so much lately.
Actually, speaking of the survey, we want everyone listening to fill out the survey.
Brian's in his office. Hey, let me listen to see what they're talking about today.
So if fill out the survey, we'll see the showing the audience.
See.
Very sparse
I'm
audience
surprised
for
that.
Eli Manning.
I'll be surprised if this media room looks like
that.
No,
I think it's going to be packed here. But I got to tell you, when I in Indy, 03 in Indy, there was very few people there at that hotel. It was not. As a matter of fact, there were a ton of people, because that was the media hotel, remember? And there was a ton of media there, but most of them didn't go into the press conference.
Well, there's anything.
They just kept working in the media workroom, because I think at this point, everybody kind of has
the
all the information
in the barn.
They have. Right.
And plus, they're sending out the guys who've already talked already this week. So doesn't kind of defeat the purpose?
You really are jaded. Didn't even take you a full season.
Well, what are you going to get today that you didn't get 2 days
ago? Ask a better question.
Huh. Strippers.
Another one of those whole passages that Fred just completely ignored.
He's going to say, they're running out people you already talked to. What are you going to get?
Why don't you block it?
Strippers has more info on Dez White. He says he signed with the Orioles out of high school, played behind Brady Anderson when Brady juiced up and hit 50. Dez White says he headed to the NFL, was on the Pats, either running back or wide receiver, got hurt, and agreed to be released just before the Pats won the Super Bowl versus the Rams, and he didn't get any of the playoff Super Bowl.
That's not correct.
Well, I never heard of him being on the Patriots.
He was on the Bears back then.
It's the other guy.
Can you check Dez White's career?
He said he is not the Dez White who went to Georgia Tech.
Oh, it's a different guy.
But it's not Dez. It's the other guy. Who's that guy?
Who was the guy that they didn't give the ring to that year?
Give me a while. I'll come up with it. Just keep talking.
It is a wide receiver.
But it wasn't
and
a guy
it's
named
the
Dez
Bears.
White.
No, it's got nothing to do with Dez White, but the rest of it sounds like it could be plausible.
Practice. The guy was on the practice squad all year.
Right.
And then he complained.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
I'll come up with it. Keep talking.
All right. Let's see.
I bet Strippers comes up with it first.
Well, he might because he's got a computer.
He's got some kind of special search engine that gets you the answer in 2 seconds.
Brian from Honolulu has a scheme for Eric and/or Andy. It's a get-rich-quick scheme.
All right, I'll take it.
A couple years ago, I went on Amazon.com and ordered Patriot Reign in Felger's book. To save on shipping, I added a Will and Grace DVD for my wife. The next time I logged
for
on
my
Amazon,
wife.
The first page I saw listed suggestions for gay New England Patriots fans. Listed were romance novels for men who love men with football themes. I had no idea such things existed. Stories about love between quarterback and center, coach and player, and writer and player. Who better qualified than Eric? Now that Matt from Quincy out
and tight
Andy,
ends.
Maybe Eric and Andy can get a place in P-Town for the offseason and bang one out.
Whoa.
By the way, I am planning
Fred,
to jump
is there no filter at all in there? Come
he
on.
Meant a book.
Oh,
I'm sure that's what he meant.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. At least you can sell that one. You couldn't sell Poon. Well, you can sell Poon, but it's a different story.
By the way, I am planning on jumping in the ocean today. Make checks payable to the Human Fund. That's a little...
Wait, was that whole thing a joke?
What do you think?
I don't know. With these weird search engines, like
no, they do have that on
Amazon. Netflix. I've ordered, like, you get movies, and then like we
right,
suggest
to
watch.
I've seen it. What are you ordering on Amazon?
I don't know.
Where it says "gay New England football fan."
On the line right now is Craig. Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Just thought I'd call in and just root for the Pats, basically, and I'm going to keep campaigning to carry Bill off the field after the Super Bowl.
You're not getting tickets this week, Craig. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. What can you do? That's okay. I'll be watching it at home, chilling.
Craig, why wouldn't they carry Bill off the field?
Why would they?
I don't know.
They seem to have rallied around him with the whole Videogate thing.
Oh, see, I just assumed that they would, but I guess that's
well,
not.
Well, they never have.
No.
Fred wants them to carry Junior Seau off the field.
Because he's such a nice guy.
All right, thanks, All right. Craig. We'll talk to you soon.
Is he gone?
Hello?
Craig?
Bill being such a historian, oh, still talking. I figured.
What's going on with the phones? Gary's got his hands up.
I think Craig's at a bad sell.
Just blow him up.
Yeah.
What the hell?
There you go. John in Missouri says, Tom, you better read up on your history. Britain defeated Argentina in the Falklands War. They are still a major world military power with nuclear weapons. Keep to football. It makes you sound smart.
I'll tell you.
6 minutes.
We can't get one past our listeners.
6 minutes. But they had a struggle with Argentina.
They did have a struggle.
It was like
Falkland Islands.
Yeah. For the Falkland Islands. If we wanted the Falkland Islands, we would just take them.
If I wanted the Falkland Islands, like your lunch Falkland Island. like the Aussie took my lunch money the other day.
We already kicked your sissy asses once, 200 years ago.
Twice, right. Actually.
Twice?
Yeah, the War of 1812.
Oh, I didn't know we fought Britain then. Well, so we kicked them twice. There you go. We have something to go by. We have history.
Right, we got a serious history here.
This guy thinks I really care about, like, the British military. I'm sorry I offended you. The British military is the best. They're the ones that came up with the idea to let's shoot in a straight line.
Right, that's all walk straight towards the guns.
That was a hell of an idea.
Dave in Storrs, Connecticut. Couple quick questions. Do you think that Cromartie will be able to cover Moss? Some analysts seem to think so, but I see him as more of a big play threat gambler in that he's not likely he's not like Lito Shepard in his ability to get physical with Moss. The other question are to Tom, did you like Superbad, and which is your favorite character in The Office?
Haven't seen Superbad because my stupid wife didn't buy it for me for Christmas, despite the fact that I said I wanted it 10 times. Instead, she got me boxer shorts. The Office? Whatchamacallit there?
Dwight?
No, not Dwight. Well, the show hasn't been on for 6 months. I can't remember.
The main guy? Well, not the boss, but the younger guy.
No, the newer guy there that I like, Andy Bernard.
Oh, you like him?
I like Andy because
he's a dink.
I just like the way he kisses butt there and everything. It's funny. Yeah.
All right, but what about Cromartie? Do you think he has a shot one on one with Randy Moss?
I like the size, like down near the goal line. I think that's going to be an asset.
Sure,
but I don't think he's as physical as like a Lito Shepard.
And I still haven't really seen the corner who's covered Moss one on one.
Yeah, I also don't think it would be a bright thing to put a corner on Moss one on one because I think that Moss is good enough to win that battle against the best.
Who covered Moss one on one by himself?
Did you not watch the game last week?
Yeah, and he had safety help. Thanks for playing.
He was double teamed every play.
Try watching. Watch the games, Michael.
With the number two cornerback and a safety.
In the interest of fairness, did I not come to you at halftime and say, what are they doing with Moss? And you're like, well, we don't know. We haven't been watching. And I had to tell you it was 29.
Yeah, and then at Jack Del Rio's press conference, he said, and I quote, we use Brian Williams with help over the top most of the game.
Which I think is the smart thing to do is put your second best corner and then a safety. Here you go, Felge.
So now you believe Jack Del Rio? Now he's your guy?
Well, no, he's the coach. I figured he'd tell me what they were doing and not lie about
it. You saw it. It wasn't exotic, he knows coverage.
No, it was exotic about
a corner and a safety.
And a safety. But you don't think that that's what they were doing?
Yeah, the safety was over there a little bit, but they've thrown against that before all year.
But that wasn't the question.
What was the question?
Whether any cornerback has covered him one-on-one. They just say, cover him, go away.
Yeah, right.
Nothing. Hasn't happened.
No, you're right. I mean, Lito Shepard may have been the closest.
Right, but he had Brian Dawkins roaming around that field.
I have a question for Mike while he's here.
I have a question. Go ahead.
I want to know, Mike, if the Patriots win, who sends you down to Arizona? Which entity?
Comcast.
Comcast Sports.
Comcast fits the bill? Okay.
That's right. And then everything else is
gravy. Really?
Yeah.
They should chip in, though. Why should Comcast pay for everything when you're going to be working?
Well, 890 has no money. I mean, like none.
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't received a check lately.
Right, exactly. So
I got half a one.
If it were up to 890 to send me, there might not be a show.
Would you contribute to the Herald? Will you be writing for the Herald too while you're down there?
Wow. But not every day.
No, but
a couple things here. So your normal schedule.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good for you.
He's a Comcast guy now.
Yeah.
He's full-time TV. Look at him. He's a pretty boy.
Yeah. Well, I know. You get your hair all greased up.
A little bit.
He's growing the sideburns.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like one of those.
You got those gay shoes on again?
Yeah. You look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hey, Felge, because this is kind of negative, so you'll probably remember. A wide receiver back in the Super Bowl era that was on the practice squad all year, and then the Patriots didn't give him a ring, and he ended up going to Chicago. You remember his name?
Yep. I'll tell you. Oh, God, I know the story, too. Because
I mean, we all know it, but
we all know the story. We just can't find the name.
Because it was related to the Terry Glenn thing, how he didn't get one, but this bleeper did.
And he filed a grievance.
He filed a grievance. What was this guy's name?
Yeah, I
did he ever do anything in the league?
No, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Team or anything?
I want to say he was like number 15. I even remember.
It wasn't Gerard Cherry. No, he was a
defensive back.
No, he was a receiver.
Jammin' Elliott.
Was that Jameen?
Thank you, Matt and Quincy.
Yeah, that's it.
Matt and Quincy just emailed in there?
But that's nothing like Des White.
That's definitely who it was.
I don't know how those two were.
That's the guy.
Yeah. Jammin' Elliott.
He went to Chicago. He filed a grievance because he didn't get his
Did he get a ring?
No.
I don't know.
I think he ended up getting one.
He probably won the grievance then, right?
Yeah.
I think Fred just changed his tune because he was thinking, as he said it, how it would make the Patriots look, and he was spinning it mid-sentence.
No,
I mean, yes.
That was another one of the famous Brian Morey, Paul Perillo arguments where I was saying, well, the guy was on the practice squad all year. Why doesn't he get a ring? Bill says he didn't get a ring, so that's the right thing to do.
There's got to be a reason.
Yep.
He only does what's in the best interest of the team. Pix is on the phone. Oh, no, we have to do our picks.
We only have two games, Gary.
It's only two games. What's the rush?
If players come in.
What, Felger. They're going to pick two?
Then they'll have to wait for our picks.
For Felge.
Michelle's a woman, right?
Yeah. All right.
I'll take Green Bay and New England.
Me too. Actually, I'll take the points. Give me the points.
What's Green Bay's points?
7.
Yeah, I'm going to take both ways.
Can I take the points as late as it goes after they announce that Billy Volek's playing?
I don't care who plays. I'm taking the
because I'll get more points then, won't I? Isn't
He's
that how
playing.
That works?
I'm telling you.
All right. Giants at Green Bay -7.
Later it goes?
Well, we use the line here.
So. I want the points as late
minus
as
-7.
I want
no,
the biggest
we,
points.
We pick the day.
You can call me and I'll put the bet in for you. How about that?
Green Bay -7.
Green Bay -7. Sure, I'll take Green Bay to win by 17 to 21 points.
I'll take Green Bay.
Eric, Green Bay.
It's going to be very cold there.
Yeah, they turned the TV cameras on today to make sure that they would work.
Wow.
I like Green Bay, too.
Yeah.
Fred.
Green Bay.
Fred.
Green Bay.
All right.
Giants.
Sandy, it's 13.5, Andy.
I will take, with those numbers, the Patriots to win and cover.
Yeah, I would normally take San Diego, like I said, but you just don't know who's going to start, who's going to make it through the game. It's too bad for the Chargers that all their guys are injured right now because you can't get a good read on them. If they win this game, that'll be a hell of a win for them, but I'll have to take the 13.5.
Yep. Even if they're all starting, they're not going to have enough juice left. Patriots both ways.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid, and I'm waiting for Felge to jump in and make fun of us all, but I would definitely like the points here if the Chargers had any sort of health, but they don't. So I'll take the Pats.
And me too. I'm going to take the Pats as well. Felger, before you jumped on me, I took
He took
points.
Jacksonville. He took
I
the
took
points
Jacksonville
last week.
With the points last week.
It's not unreasonable to take the Patriots and the points, but I'll take them. I'll take the points.
You'll take the points,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Billy Volek will make plays on this team, Fred. You watch.
I got a feeling.
Well, we had an emailer that said it seems like every quarterback comes to New England and has a great day.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not enough to win,
I know.
But he'll make some plays.
I got a feeling that the story's not going to be Billy Volek, how well or bad. It's going to be some other things that just blow this game out of proportion.
Moss, three touchdowns.
I think that he ends up throwing a couple of interceptions. I think he might have, you know, like 300 yards passing, but I think he makes the mistakes
he
that
might
maybe
do that later.
Maybe Rivers wouldn't have made. Maybe he would have
and
made
one thing
too,
to watch.
Know.
One thing to watch with Volek, he throws the ball well deep, but he doesn't have a strong arm.
Right.
And his weakness is throwing out patterns.
So,
I've noticed.
So Samuel's going to have a touchdown this
watch
week?
Watch out for Samuel jumping those.
Yeah.
Plus he doesn't have his white wide
so
receiver
all,
to throw to.
It's a consensus. Yeah. Everybody's picking the
wasn't it
same
Drew
way,
Bennett
so.
Or one of those stiffs that he used to bomb it up to on Monday
yeah,
Night
it was
Football?
Drew Bennett.
I didn't realize until last night that he went to Fresno State.
I think I knew
yeah,
that.
Bullock. Bullock. He was the start of that quarterback. Yeah,
30 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in his senior year.
Him.
Did he play for Pat Hill?
Yeah. It wasn't Dilfer first? Or was
Dilfer. Yeah, Dilfer, then Bullock, and then Carr.
Yeah.
Jason and Chiba
then,
from Japan.
Then Pinniger.
stiff he was.
Jason says, first off, I can't freaking believe that intellectual fraud Eric endorsed Hannity and Combs. All week I had been getting ready to defend him, you know, create a supportive environment.
Time out.
For
when did I do that?
I don't know.
Listen,
I don't remember.
I don't know how many times I can explain this to you. Stop trying so hard to defend yourself. Just embrace the criticism. It'll go away.
All right.
All week I've been...
Right, Tom's been telling you the whole show.
All right, Mr. Krispy Kreme, I'll do that.
All week I've been getting ready to defend him, you know, create a supportive environment for him to come out of the closet, but how can I? Faux news is the biggest joke in the history of journalism. Tom, Andy,
oh, I see what he did
do you
there.
Really want your news straight from the mouth of RNC?
I mean, that show's bad.
To Eric, well, I would think you would say so. I don't
who's RNC?
I mean, he's just bad. I don't mind conservative
Republican
commentary. I think Bill O'Reilly's great. I mean, I've
Fox is a Republican station.
I watch Britt Hume's
show. I flip them all around, so I don't really have a station that I watch.
Just so you know, I watch Britt Hume's show at 6 o'clock, Special Report. I don't watch Hannity and Combs. I don't watch O'Reilly. I watch Britt Hume.
But Hannity's
big difference. He's a journalist. Those other guys are just...
I don't get home.
But who cares? What are they talking about? One guy
I usually alternate between ESPN and ESPN2.
I was talking about right now, like during the presidential stuff. But
I said I like Fox when we watch it midday and it's like, girl with big boobs at Jets game.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If they better not make fun of the British military, because they could whoop some ass.
To Eric, I'm 26 and I'll fight you anywhere, anytime you like, as long as there are witnesses. I don't want you accepting just so you can cop a feel.
Oh. Give me the old good eye, Mike.
Wow. Did you cork soakers get my gifts? Did you learn to share them? I figure giving you guys a bottle of bad whiskey is good for another of those great Tom is Drunk shows, like when Cali Girl laughed at him.
I don't think we got your gifts, unless Gary kept them for himself.
Who is
Gary?
This?
Gifts from Jason and Chiba, Japan.
We didn't get anything.
Oh, we didn't get any gifts.
Nothing.
Thanks,
well,
Gary.
I was out that week. I did get a package directed to my attention, though.
And you took it home?
Yeah, and Fred has my tequila, so it's all we're even.
Wait a minute.
So you took all
so
our
Fred
stuff?
Steals from, I thought that was from Anthony.
No, the thing from Jason came.
You just broke up.
It was only
addressed,
it was only addressed to me, and I thought he had brought stuff the previous week to you.
Oh, so you,
it's unopened at home. I'll bring it in.
No.
That's fine with me, unless it was beer.
Bring it in.
Well, Jason, Gary took it all.
Yeah, apparently you're just sending gifts to Gary.
After consulting with a
there
friend
here.
There
was no note in it. Just sent to me.
Oh.
XOXO.
After consulting with
a lunch goes to attention, Gary, but we get some of that.
Not for long.
That's it.
He rides that roller coaster where he's helping us out, changing orders, and then you're not getting anything.
I got an Excel spreadsheet.
Bipolar Gary in there.
His girlfriend was probably having some of her high school friends over. Like Gary thought, hey, I can use this booze tonight.
By the way, Gary, I thought one of those, have you been watching American Idol? There was one of the young, like 19, 20-year-olds that looked like your girl.
I think I know who you mean.
Yeah, I don't know who I mean, but she looked like
she resembled her, yeah.
I think she made it through, too.
And somehow this is a bad thing.
Well, no.
You're 48.
You're my idol, Gary.
Tom's been
Does she
trying
have
to
any
be
friends?
You. Ever since I've known Tom, he's been trying to be you.
After consulting with a friend here, we've decided that Chinese fire drill, Chinese home run, and Chinese lunchbox are all offensive. Only slightly less offensive than, say, everything else Andy's ever said.
That's
pictures
true.
Pictures of you douche canoes or idiots who think laughing at someone else's expense isn't worth offending a few people. Not that we're experts on things Chinese living in Japan, but hey, if Andy didn't offend, he wouldn't be funny. There you go.
That's true. Well said. So the bottom line is it's really offensive to say Chinese home run.
I don't know. I don't even know what
I would
mean.
Say
so you're
yes.
going to keep saying it until somebody tells you no, otherwise. No, because that... That's something I started saying when I was like 9 in Little League Baseball.
Well, it's just like a lot of those things.
I used to say when I was a kid, something pile, but it's not, you probably don't even know what it is. It refers
Homer?
No, it refers to a black person when you were a young kid.
Well, I was thinking, I now feel like my grandmother.
Top, when you jump on top of each other, we used to call it an N pile.
We called it
we
a
didn't
pig
even
pie.
Know what it, we, I was gonna say. But we didn't even know what it meant. We just said it because we were from a small town and generations upon generations had said it. Now we know what it means.
But there's a lot of things that are even, you know, a little bit more subtle than that.
Jesus.
That if you found out the origin, it's... It's offensive ethnically, you know.
I always wondered about
mind your P's
and,
P's and Q's. Is mind your pints and quarts. It's about Irish people being drunk.
I mean, oh, nice.
So I got that right news on Owen. Plays up right up your alley there, or, you know, and all that stuff. Almost every one of those sayings is rooted in something stereotypically ethnic.
So why don't they get rid of it? They get rid of, like, the Indian mascot for Dartmouth.
I don't know, Andy. I'm not part of the PC police.
They get mad because they boo a girl with a Patriots jersey, God. But we're allowed to say pipes and
quarts. No, because if I was, there would be no rules.
God forbid we let a whale die. Meanwhile, people are getting shot in the street out here.
I couldn't agree with you more.
God forbid we let a whale die.
All of a sudden, he counted to his $5 the hard way, boys. God forbid we let a whale die.
Todd in Nova Scotia, people are concerned about you, Eric. I have some advice for Eric. First of all, leave the Catholic Church. There are no good-looking 35-year-old Catholic girls that have any miles left on the tires. If you know what I mean. Joining one of the churches that thinks the world is coming to an end, a.k.a. a cult, those women are just desperate enough to give you a go.
That's true.
You've got to quit the high morality thing. Let Tom take you under his wing and teach you how to be a real douchebag. Get yourself on internet dating sites. A lot of desperate women are there.
I want to try.
Start going to AA meetings. The women there are very vulnerable. Maternity wards look good. Look for women whose babies, daddies left them high and dry.
Oh, I don't need that.
A good chance for you to swoop in and get some.
I don't need that.
I'm sure Tom has other good pickup places to pick up desperate women. Use him.
Get some from a woman who just popped out a watermelon?
Seriously.
Why would I want the
The best
extra baggage
I know is that internet. That was phenomenal. What an experience. I shouldn't have got married.
But you got married because of the internet.
I know. That's the problem. I should have kept going.
He's thinking to himself, who'd have thunk I'd fall in love? I was just looking for some.
Fred, you want to say it?
What, $5 a hard way?
No, it begins with a P, ends with an N.
Looking for a harpoon? Yeah, a har what?
Let's see. Chris from the Bronx. Ask Felger if he's been donkey punched recently. What does that mean?
Gary explained it last week off the air.
Doesn't he have his own show? Why does he have to ruin yours?
Good question.
Because he gets sick of ruining his. I don't know.
You guys ruin his a lot, though.
No. We bring that to a whole different level.
Wow, people just want to talk about us, and not the game.
Game is a foregone conclusion.
Brian, you're the only one who's worried about the game.
I know.
That's why.
Brian from Aspen. Either Eric is so far in the closet that only Paul can find him, or he is the least gay guy on the show. Fred loves fly fishing. Now, there's a term that could be found in the Urban Dictionary. And Tom gets more calls from adoring males than Rufus Wainwright. Don't let them get you down, Eric. Some of us out here know you are following in the footsteps of great artistic swordsmen like Picasso and Van Gogh. We know that Mapplethorpe and Warhol were aberrations. Fred, you want to know why the demographics...
These guys are all looking with blank stares.
No, I haven't gotten the last part.
I haven't gotten a single reference
before that.
Mapplethorpe, remember he's the guy that had that controversial exhibit?
No.
No?
Was it the exhibit on ESPN? If it wasn't, I didn't see it.
What city was Mapplethorpe's exhibit taken down, or where did it? You know, where was the big battle?
I'm gonna guess Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Chicago. No,
I was gonna guess Chicago.
No, do you remember? It was Cincinnati, wasn't it?
Oh, Cincinnati. Okay. I know it came here though.
There's a surprise. Felger knew about it.
Say that. Yeah, the guy was right. Felger
does. I think
Felger was
one of the exhibits.
Fred, what was the exhibit? What was it?
It was all crazy stuff. Yeah. Fred, you want to know why the demographics for the newspaper is made up largely by old F's like me? How many 20-year-olds are going to spend $50 on a periodical that doesn't promote music or girls?
I've been trying to get a cheerleader page in the paper for years, and Fred won't do it.
We used to have one.
Fred's not going to rock the boat. He's got like 2-3 years left. He's riding it out.
Cowboys did it, and that was one of our most popular.
Right, he's riding it out, baby.
We should have.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, cheerleaders.
He's just riding it out. He doesn't. Why disrupt the crafts now when you got a couple years left? Just let
they just realized he wasn't Jewish. We don't want to really rock the boat anymore.
It's like all the, I mean, how you are not Jewish is just be. I mean, on paper, you've got. I mean,
what?
All the credentials. It's like,
what does that mean? Do explain.
I'm half Jewish, so I'm allowed to say.
Oh, so it's
things.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's just it
you
has
you
a
just
faint.
Say you're half anything. And just I'm half Polish.
That's what Josh Miller said once about Bernie Kosar. That guy, Bernie Kosar, on paper, that's looks like a Jewish fella. It just feels.
Why?
Like
I
a
don't
Jewish
know
fella.
What a Jewish guy looks.
Well, Bernie.
Bernie. I don't know.
There's other
apparently
characteristics.
The nose, the hair.
I
mean,
I
getting
Jewish?
Hand signals all
Jewish?
You give off the faint whiff of yes.
Well,
Jay.
I grew up around a lot whiff. Of Jewish people.
Well, maybe that's
it. Rubbed off on you.
It's rubbed off on you.
You know.
I mean, you had that
you know how old
those the
people
whole time.
Are.
I still say the Crafts thought you were Jewish when you made your proposal
no
for
doubt.
Patriots football.
No
league.
Doubt.
You think so?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You think that's why?
And I think that you added to that belief
when they probably questioned it. And
why is Felger crawling under the table?
Then you lucked out. In
you
that.
Don't have to be Jewish to like Feldman's, but it helped.
Well, we should see if they have a picture of Fred when he came in, because if he was wearing a Star of David around his neck,
and a yarmulke.
Ben will know.
That's funny.
Thanks.
Funny. Steve in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom was right about the Colts' offense. They scored 522 points in 04 and 439 in 05. Manning threw 49 touchdowns in 04 and compared to 28 the following season.
And they were better in 05.
Rushing yards were also better in 04, so the Colts' offense did take a step down after the historic season.
Because their defense was better. But we were saying that. My point was, if they're not scoring 30 points a game, and if we think the defense is going to get worse, could that be a problem?
Yes, because the differential is going to get a lot closer.
Right.
They're going to lose some games.
I don't think they'll go 16-0 next year.
I was going to say, the other issue is you can go 12-4. I mean, worse can be
That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Victor Pisano comes from Bryant County, New Georgia, or Bryant County, New I don't know what that
New Jersey, is. Maybe?
It says Georgia, but New Georgia. Is there a new Georgia?
Never heard of it.
I don't know. Anyway, he says Fox Sports Radio reported that the restraining order calls for Moss not to come within 500 feet of Ms. Washington. I see the strategy there. Suppose she gets tickets on the 50-yard line this Sunday.
I'm guessing the Patriots will not give her tickets on the 50-yard line.
What if she gets tickets to the Super Bowl?
Are we really going to buy into this?
No, I'm just saying.
The restraining order is he can't go within her.
Right.
Not, I mean, if she
I don't
comes,
think she can run there and say, you have to run away,
Right.
Plus, I don't think she can
affect him. I going to be taking that one seriously, but...
I don't think she can affect him for doing his job.
I know. Right. That's what I said. I didn't think we were going to take that one seriously.
Well, she's at the 20-yard line, and then, you know, the Patriots don't get into the red zone.
We knew it was a joke.
They'll have to go with a different red zone package.
Why don't you tell us more about some art exhibit that you know about?
Or following Uta Pippig in her personal van around the marathon.
It's on private roads. It's on private roads that weren't accessed by anybody else.
People don't care about Uta Pippig except she's the one who poops.
You know what I think about art, and no disrespect to you, Eric?
Was a big Uta Pippig fan.
I think art sucks. Like, what is it? You just look at it. Big freaking deal.
Art sucks.
I love these things.
I don't think so.
You go to an art thing and you just what? You look?
There's a
what
place
are you doing?
For art.
Well, that's going to take up the last 12 minutes.
Portrait of his little dog. His little what?
Ding ding ding. Here we go.
I have a video camera if I want to video my dog. I don't need someone painting a picture of
it. You were all upset on the bus trip to Indy when you found out you didn't win the portrait round.
Because I wanted to make you paint a picture of me.
It wasn't going to happen. You were going
to
pick your dog.
He wanted to be naked. Let's paint the whole picture. You wanted to be naked.
You were going
to
pick your dog.
I was going to pick your dog.
It was going to be Costanza-like.
That's why I was worried when he said, paint your little...
dog.
I just don't get it. You look at something. What's the difference between art in a hotel room and art that you make? What's the difference?
It's yours. Is it good enough?
Someone bought it for the hotel.
I think it's all crap.
I don't get art museums. That's
what I mean. Like, what do you go to
no
those
offense.
For?
That's fine. Yeah, I'm not. Don't take offense.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. You ignorant.
You'll change your mind. Tom.
You ignorant caveman.
Why do you have to go to the art museum? Couldn't you go online and look at the paintings online?
Because it's different when you see it in person. Because sometimes, on screen, on a computer, you have like a 3x4-inch image of it, and in person,
I gotta disagree. I don't think watching a porno on TV is any different than watching a porn
in person. That's art.
Some
online.
People do think that's art.
Either way, it gets the job
art
done.
Art is in the eyes of the beholder.
Now, that's the kind of art I like.
Well. I got good news for you then, Tom.
What?
I will have good news for
you're
you.
You're starting a porn site?
No. But
I'm not into gay porn sites.
There's
porn
things that will be happening this year. Let me just put
better
it
at least
that.
Be bisexual.
No, it's bisexual.
I prefer.
There's not going to be any men involved. Don't worry about it.
Apparently he's not bi. He got really offended by that one.
Flat out gay. I take offense to the bi thing. I've never touched a woman, and I don't plan on ever doing it.
Did you hear what he said? There's not going to be any women involved.
God, are we spiraling down?
Gary,
men involved.
Gary,
men involved.
Gary
has
handed
stuff.
Me an email from
that
strippers.
Was
he says, if Andy Hart is now famous,
uh-oh.
If you Google Catherine Tappan is the hottest chick, my blog is number one, and he's got the URL here.
We got to stop.
Something Andy Hart said that she's even hotter in person. You're on the web saying
we,
that.
We need to stop.
She is. I don't mind that because that is the truth.
Can we? I mean, is this some sort of infringement that we can do? I mean, that's.
I don't know, but there is. It's on the web here, apparently.
It's the truth.
You're a married man.
I don't want that.
I told Deidre
web.
That. We were watching Nessun one night. I go, what do you think of her? And she goes, nah, she's okay. I go, in person, she is smoking. So Deidre
typical
knows.
Wife response. She's
what's wrong
okay.
with that, by
yeah.
the way? What's wrong yeah, with
there's
him
nothing
saying
wrong
that?
Nothing.
With that? It's all the truth.
I just don't want.
So what's the big deal that it's on the internet?
Well, I don't want it out there.
Why?
Because I don't.
You don't want what he said?
Talk about it on your radio show.
I'm talking. I don't. Not talking about this specific thing that
he has a radio
said.
Show.
No, the big show.
Yeah, I don't have a radio show. Hans and Franz have a radio
show. That's
they talk
show.
About Catherine
no, Tappan.
Your full time job. What are you talking about?
Yeah, all right, easy over there, Junior.
Oh,
he gets so mad.
Yeah, I'm in
playing the role of Eric Scalavino today as Paul Perillo.
I just don't think it's right that we say something and all of a sudden they put it on a website and you know you Google it and
Paul, we are public figures. This is what happens when you put it out there. It's out there for anyone to do what they will.
Yeah, well,
people know
doesn't
that
mean
you don't
I have like to
like stand
it.
Up.
That's
at
true.
Games.
Now you know they how know. Brittany when she reads the tabloids, she's you know gets all worked
just
up.
Just leave right. Paul Perillo alone.
Oh, he had another completely unfunny rant today. By the way,
he your is
buddy,
he
your
is
buddy
not
Fitzy.
Funny.
Yeah, I heard about that. People said it was great.
Yeah, I know. That's why I watched it.
What people?
Let's see. Scott in Washington, as you noted, Belichick is excellent at taking away from an opposing offense something they want to do or that they do well. Against Jacksonville, for instance, that was the running game. With that in mind, and taking into account our best guesses about their injury situation, if you could choose one thing to take away from San Diego, what would it be? I'd say their cheerleaders.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Tomlinson
today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And secondary would be Gates,
and
obviously.
Even if Tomlinson doesn't play, I'd say Turner. I'd say, you know.
Or Gates.
It's their running game.
I would say take away the run.
Yeah.
Go from there. You got a backup quarterback. You got
if it all
Gates
depends
is
who's
hurt.
Playing.
If Rivers
right.
is playing, I might think differently. But
right.
I think
and
without Rivers,
Gates
it's a no-brainer. It has to be the running game.
Right. If Gates wasn't hurt and Rivers were playing, we might think differently.
Because we know Chambers is going to have a big game. Ellis Hobbs will be covering him.
But I also, as I said, I think Chambers could have a very big game, and then I say he drops the winning touchdown or something.
Chambers.
I say he's the next guy. Inconsistent.
Let's see. Josh from Arlington. I told you guys Andy was all wired up yesterday. See, it's taken its toll. He's all worn out today. My question was, since he's sounding a little hoarse, was he soaking cork last night? Now, you know.
Our show has really just gone down a bad road.
We were R-rated yesterday. We're moving on to that X-Range or NC-17 or something.
People are just going crazy here.
Stubblefield allegedly lied
not
to
one,
my IRS
not one email about the game.
Dana Stubblefield in some trouble?
Looks like
four.
It.
Lying to agents, you know, with Balco.
Who's that?
Balco's coming back around now.
Dana Stubblefield, former Patriot.
Really?
Well, there's some current Patriots that were involved with Balco. If they're going to start digging up records, that we should keep an eye on.
Certain special teamers.
Yes.
Do you hear the Herschel Walker story?
No.
He's come out with a book where he's going to admit that he had multiple personalities, that he was like severely schizophrenic, multiple personalities.
I can buy that.
He was also Earl Campbell.
Oh, something like that, or, you know, Maria Antoinette.
Yeah. Now, he was always a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
did he take steroids? Is that part of it?
I didn't see that.
Herschel never took a steroid in his life. He did sit-ups and push-ups and pull-ups.
I got
Sally
the video.
Taking the Bo Jackson defense that I do. I have the video, and I will show it to you.
How come you didn't use the video then?
What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
My arm is bigger than your head. And it's going to be wrapped around it in about 2 seconds.
Not quite as big as Andy's head, though.
Mike in Columbus, Ohio. Brandon Merriweather reminds me a lot of a younger Asante Samuel. A few years ago when Asante was starting to get playing time, he had a lot of opportunities to intercept passes, only to have them bounce off his hands. I remember thinking that guy could have 10 interceptions if he could catch him. Last year, of course, he did have 10 interceptions. I don't know what he did to improve. Do you guys think his improvement had more to do with experience and comfort level or pass-catching drills? Merriweather really should have 2 to 3 interceptions this year in limited playing time. To me, it looks like he's just too nervous. On a deflection against Jacksonville, the ball was suspended in the air right in front of him, and his hands were waving all over the place until he ultimately swatted it off his chest, and it fell on his back trying to reach it again. I still have hope that he'll become a good player. What do you guys think?
Well, we know the Samuel story he's talked about forever, about that whole little mini Nerf ball thing where he worked forever trying to hold on to interceptions, and back to the Steelers game where Bill made fun of him or something, and that was sort of the root of it, all that. But he was a far better young player. I can remember in training camp saying, oh, this
how many passes did he intercept in his rookie year training camp?
Yeah, and he was physical. He was always around the guy he was covering. Merriweather didn't play all year, and then every once in a while a ball bounces off his chest. I haven't seen him make a lot of plays.
But I will say he's improved. Not the interception aspect of his game, but his game overall.
I mean, I would assume he's improved because
he plays
now,
right,
and he didn't play the first 12 weeks.
And he's playing over a healthy Eugene Wilson. You know,
right,
so.
But I haven't seen him make plays to show me that he's better.
That's
he showed Bill in practice, he's not screwing up.
Let's, you know. We haven't watched games and said, oh, my God, what's Merriweather doing?
Early in the year, he had a couple of those plays, so you're right.
He's not doing anything worse than Eugene Wilson would be doing.
Right. I see. I mean,
Eugene Wilson 4 years ago or Eugene Wilson last couple?
I just think that
last couple. Yeah.
The thing that Tom said several weeks ago about Eugene Wilson, like that his days are over. I just think that Bill just says, why play this guy when he, you know, he's got three games left with us. Merriweather's a rookie. You know,
stuck with him for 4 years.
Yeah, let's just get on with it. Does it really matter who the sixth or seventh defensive back is?
Right.
Let's just get on with it.
Yeah, it's Eric Weddle on the freaking Chargers. What has he done?
There are like four people at the Giants press conference. I can't believe
but
it.
But Samuel, I think the second game he ever played, he stepped in front of a pass against the Jets.
Yeah,
and
picked up,
made
I
a great play.
30, I believe.
Went right down the sideline for a touchdown. He made big plays. Yeah. That was what he was. But everybody said he kind of gets beat sometimes, but when he has opportunities to make plays, he has great ball skills. Now, there was one that he talked about that he dropped that Bill had teased him about, and he worked on that. But I think Andy hit the nail on the head. He was a much better playmaker
and I certainly don't
early in his career than Brandon Merriweather.
Players making fun of him like they make fun of Merriweather.
Oh, God. Rodney Harrison's quote last week
I mean,
hilarious.
The guy's on Urban Dictionary now. Balls bouncing off your chest is called a Brandon Merriweather.
Yeah, in Merriweather's defense, you put him there.
That's true.
And I will tell him.
Joey Feep,
and if he shoots me, I'm coming back from the dead to kill you.
Joey Feep writes in, it's been a great season. One more game to get to our shot at 4 and 7 years. I took your survey, Fred. Been a great year listening to you guys. You have a fabulous show, and us fans appreciate it. I have no question today or any analysis, just a prediction. 38-14 Pats. It was good enough for week two, so let's duplicate it. Tom, sorry about the Cowboys' loss. Jerry Jones is retarded. Paul, two words, tanning butter. Andy, Urban Dictionary, pink sock. Fred, listening is essential. And Eric, why do you and your BF take all that crap when from the PFW gang?
He had to throw a shot in there.
BF?
Most of them do at you.
Boyfriend. Looking forward to hearing the lead-up shows to the Super Bowl.
He took a shot at all of us. You were the only one that came at it.
That's true, Eric. See? That's a good point. He killed all of us, and, you know.
I thought that was my role, was to be the bad guy that everybody hates.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job at it.
I think people...
You mocked it real good. You did it real good.
People pick who they want to hate. There's different reasons why people hate
Sometimes
all of us.
Sometimes people hate, they hate for no reason.
Just because more seem to hate you than the rest of us.
More? You mean more or all?
People like me until
you
gotta
stop
these guys
turn
them
site.
Against me. Because when I wasn't here, they would say bad things. And
behind your back?
Yes. So
glad we ate already.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We've got a big game coming up on Sunday, 3 o'clock. And stay tuned for what? Who's coming on next, Gary? Is it Felger or is it Rook or what?
It depends
well,
on the players.
Come here, so why don't you take a guess?
I don't know. Is he going to do a show now? Does he have his own
ask
show?
Ask him.
I don't know. He's on the phone.
Well, as
Patriots,
for us.
Patriots Friday, hi-ho.
Okay, well, as for us, win or lose, we will see you next Tuesday.